Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
And the Oscar goes to...
The King's Speech, winning 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Director, and Actor.
Colin Firth, The King's Speech.
Natalie Portman won Best Actress for Black Swan, and the top supporting roles came from The Fighter, Christian Bale, and Melissa Leo.
When I watched Kate 2 years ago, it looked so...
Yes, she got bleeped on ABC and then apologized after the show. The U.S. focused on what to do about Libya. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in talks with our European allies in Geneva. President Obama meets with the head of the U.N. as Libyans keep standing up to Gaddafi's regime. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley monitoring live in Jerusalem.
Dave, there's a new alliance of rebels in eastern Libya. The president of the newly formed National Council has told Sky News that they are willing to take Tripoli by force. Mustafa Abdel Jalil also appealed for help as Gaddafi's regime collapses.
What we want from the international community is an air embargo to stop Gaddafi bringing in mercenaries from Africa, and we will do the rest.
He did make a point of saying that international forces are not welcome in Libya to help with the fighting. Dave?
Courtney, it's still a stalemate in Wisconsin. Protesters remain inside the Capitol. Democratic senators nowhere near it. In the battle over the bill to restrict public union collective bargaining, Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has more live.
Dave, those protesters were told to leave by yesterday afternoon, but thousands defied that order.
I will not leave until someone escorts me out.
So Capitol Police Chief Charles Tubbs gave in to the protesters and decided to allow them to stay another night.
There will be no arrest. There'll be no use of force.
The rotunda of the Capitol has been occupied since February 15th. Protesters basically camping out. Several hundred are still inside. To our knowledge, no one's been arrested, Dave.
Todd, parts of West Texas are ablaze.
Smoky. Hot.
Wildfires have torched nearly 100,000 acres, 58 homes destroyed. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ford Service presents Micro, talking about getting to work.
No, wrong again.
Of course I am. Why don't you just tell us what you're talking about?
I'm talking about getting the works.
Ah, yes, the works at your Ford dealer.
Right, that works. You know what's really good about it?
No, Mike, tell me.
Well, if you're like me, you're not an automotive service expert. So it's nice to know that the people who are experts will not only change your oil and rotate your tires, but also check just about everything else on your car. I like that.
Well, who wouldn't, Mike? The works is a Motorcraft premium synthetic blend oil and filter change, tire rotation, battery test, brake inspection, check of belts and hoses, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less right now after a $10 rebate.
See, that works for me.
You mean what's in the works for you, or the $10 rebate on the works for you?
Yes.
See your Ford dealer and see if the works for you.
Which it probably will.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/11.
Our advertisers keep us in business, so we'd like for you to remember them and their messages. Links to the commercials you hear on I Heard It on WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Subway is the place that lets you build your better breakfast with all the flavors you choose. Start off with an irresistible steak, egg, and cheese. Then make it your own. Try it with toasty tomato or turn up the zest factor with banana peppers and jalapenos. Maybe Chipotle Southwest sauce for the finishing touch. All on warm and tasty flatbread. It's flat out delicious.
Products may vary. Breakfast available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
That was close.
Guys, come on. He's in here.
Jerry, you better come on out here and give us some of that Subway sub.
Nope.
Well, then, you're never using my stapler again.
I'm not here.
Well, then, you're never, ever, ever allowed to use my trash can basketball hoop.
Big whoop.
Get your own outrageously delicious Subway chicken cordon bleu. Back because you love it. Or try the fiery buffalo chicken and flavorific chicken and bacon ranch. Subway. Eat fresh.
AA MCO. Visit Aggie owned and operated AMCO on Brentwood Drive across from Gold's Gym. If there is any question about your transmission or any other problems with your vehicle, let the guys with 75 years combined experience at AMCO check it out. AMCO now offers complete car care like air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, and diagnostic checks. See AMCO on Brentwood or call 695-AMCO. AMCO Transmissions. AA MCO. 695-2262.
It's flu season, so wash your hands often, cover your cough and sneeze, stay home if you're sick, and get your flu shot, which now protects against H1N1. Learn more at texasflu.org or dial 211. Stopping the flu is up to you. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 72, and a cold front making its way through will drop down considerably tonight to about 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The weekend was spent in a local hotel for Brazos County jurors contemplating the fate of a Brenham man charged with capital murder. The panel deliberated nearly 7 hours Friday before District Judge J.D. Langley suspended proceedings until this morning. Artis Pollard is accused of killing Terrell McCoy in a December 2006 shooting at a home northwest of Bryan. The jury has the option of either finding Pollard not guilty or convicting him of capital murder, which in this case carries an automatic life prison sentence because the prosecution did not seek the death penalty. The Bryan School Board has been given three lists of budget-cutting ideas depending on how much less in-state money is appropriated. Staff has recommended to trustees a plan to cut at least $4 million over the next 2 years, most of it occurring next year. At the next level, but not recommended at this time, would include rezoning middle and high schools, allowing Bryan High to be reclassified as 4A for UIL purposes. Athletic Director Harry Francis estimates minimum savings from taking shorter road trips at between $50,000 and $100,000 a year.
I think 50% of our travel cost, whether it's a bus or a meal that we feed the children, I think you can say that we'll save 50% in that area alone. From gate revenue, that's to be determined. But, of course, when you play more games in town, you make more money. And, obviously, without having to possibly rent facilities, I don't know if we'd have to go back to Kyle Field, because all this could change with crosstown showdowns and all that. If you have four local teams in the future, if that's ever in the plans, that you end up having four in town plus the others, then gate revenue is going to go up quite a bit as well for all your contests throughout the year.
At least 300 Bryan High students would have to move to Rudder High School, requiring an expansion of the Rudder campus. But again, that's not being recommended at this time. The most severe budget reduction plan for the district would knock out another $3 million for a total cut of more than $9 million. But those recommendations include layoffs and higher taxes. A copy of the budget-cutting ideas and extended conversations with district officials are available on our website, WTAW.com. Drivers at Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway will have a new obstacle starting tomorrow morning. TxDOT says eastbound traffic on Harvey Mitchell will move to the newly constructed overpass. Welborn traffic, both north and southbound, will use newly built entrance ramps to access eastbound Harvey Mitchell. There are no changes to westbound Harvey Mitchell or turning off Welborn to go west. Friday is the latest deadline for Congress and the President to handle future federal spending. Its impact includes developments in the Middle East, says Dave McIntyre of Texas A&M's Homeland Security Center.
When you work your way through this budget, everybody realizes that up ahead there is a bridge out. You can't keep doing this. The President's budget of $3.7 trillion borrows about a third of that money. You just can't continue to run the country when 40% of what you're spending your money on every day is borrowed. And about 20% of that $3.7 billion is for the Department of Defense. If we're going to have any savings, we either have to raise taxes an astonishing amount or we have to make pretty big, pretty bold cuts.
McIntyre says something has to give when the U.S. already has military, diplomatic, and humanitarian efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan and is observing what's going on in Egypt and other neighboring countries. You can hear more from McIntyre online at WTAW.com. Local law enforcement authorities remain on the lookout for an escapee from over the weekend, an escapee at the Brazos Animal Shelter, that is. College Station police say a Chihuahua dachshund mix named Basil took off Friday night from the shelter on Finfeather. The dog, which bit someone, needs to be quarantined to rule out rabies. Basil is black with medium to long hair and was wearing a black collar with a silver bone-shaped tag. And you might recall a Texas A&M student competing last November in the Jeopardy Game Show Collegiate Championships. Kyle Kahan is now part of the A&M Quiz Bowl team that can participate in a national tournament if they can find enough financial support to get them to Chicago.
I'm not the best member on our Quiz Bowl team by far. One of our new guys who's a PhD student, he is incredible at this. We have a guy who was part of a community college team that went to nationals last year. Everyone just has their own pace, because that's the best way to study the Quiz Bowl. Just go at your own pace.
Kahan says the Intercollegiate Championship Tournament, which starts April 9th, is A&M's first trip to a National Quiz Bowl since 2006. Information on how to help the Quiz Bowl team is available with this story at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time 609. It's 65 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Let's do some weather brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrassesBounty.com.
Cold front will move east of the area this morning. That'll take any cloudiness out of the region. We're left with sunshine and breezy conditions. Temperatures 70 to 75. Clear skies are forecast for tonight. Lows near 45. We'll have sunny weather during the day tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be near 45. Looking ahead to Wednesday, we're partly to mostly sunny. Highs on Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, in sports, we'll talk Aggie basketball. Tough outing at Waco, but the Aggie women hold on, survive, and they beat Texas in Austin yesterday. Aggie baseball team took 2 out of 3 from Gonzaga yesterday. We'll talk about that. And a Big 12 championship for the Aggie men's track team. All that and more coming up in sports.
And you know, while that's big news, while that's important, I think we have something maybe even bigger.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
we
usually do.
Going to break this to the audience here at 6:12 this morning.
Charlie Sheen.
I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
This Tuesday night on ABC.
And I dare you to keep up with me.
He finally sits down for his first television interview since all the controversy.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
And takes you inside his private world.
There's some wrongs to be righted. And that's
God, I thought that voice guy was dead, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In a world with Charlie Sheen.
There he is, Charlie Sheen. Wow.
You go.
I'm on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. You know, that show will probably never see the light of day again. And, you know, the sad part is there's probably a lot of hardworking actors and staff and crew and stuff like that that are going to be looking for work.
You know,
because of this one guy.
Let's go back. There's a lot of hardworking staff and actors and crew who are going to have some great stories to tell.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah, they'll catch on. They'll get work.
Well,
they
you
work
hope
for the
so.
Production company. They'll get some stuff. Is it true that there was a movie called Romeo and Juliet that was number one at the box office this weekend?
Yeah, well, I took my grandkids to it a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an animated feature. Yeah,
okay. Reagan wants to see it.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool. It's fun.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's fun.
All right, here we go. Time to start a week.
Yeah.
A lawyer for an Indiana man says his client's lawsuit for injuries he suffered when a stripper's shoe flew off during a performance.
Oh, yeah.
Is not far-fetched. I thought you'd have the music.
What?
There we go.
I was waiting on you to continue.
I mean, what did that shoe look like?
I like your shoes.
How good can you kick? There! Ow! My eye!
Didn't your mama tell you can put an eye out with that?
That wasn't what he had in mind.
Well, anyway, Jake Corrillo of Indianapolis sat 20 feet from the stage at PT Show Club.
You'd think that'd be a safe distance.
Yeah, no kidding.
When the shoe hit him in the face and chipped his front tooth. Jake's
Good
lawyer...
Lord, was she wearing combat boots?
Yeah. Jake's lawyer says that his client got veneers, which require replacement...
Is that her name?
Every 10 minutes.
Or is that a verb? Got got veneers?
Yeah. Veneers.
Wait. If you got veneers, you need to go to a doctor.
I see. They're going to have to
Yeah, a little penicillin will take care of that.
Lawyer says that those things need to be replaced every 10 to 15 years, and he only got temporary caps.
What, the strippers or the shoes?
And he may need a root canal at some time in the future.
Oh, yeah, well.
Complaint says the incident caused...
And he spilled hot coffee on his lap.
Yeah, he was texting and driving when he left.
Had a flaming drink in my hand when the stripper's shoe hit me in the face. Chipped a tooth and I dropped the drink. Lifelong dental injuries. Now, what do you think he said when he called the dentist to make that appointment about how that happened?
I got in a bar fight.
Yeah.
That's a more honorable injury.
I would think so.
I was rescuing puppies.
Uh-huh.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
When this Iranian later took her shoe off and threw it at me as an insult.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the reason it hit me. I forgot to duck.
Yeah. My reflexes aren't as good as George W. Bush.
Yeah.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... Think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, The Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. Having a swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for the whole family. And adding a swimming pool to your backyard is an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 26 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool that's within your budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Call the Pool Guy today at 575-6200.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 617.
Mm-hmm, it is. It's the last day of February, February the 28th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today or if you're a February the 29th birthday.
That's right. We get to do that.
Yeah,
today.
Because, you know, you got to say happy birthday to those folks, yeah, too. So should we include those today or tomorrow?
Oh, no, today, I think.
Okay, I think so, too.
They can celebrate next year.
Yeah, there you go. Today, though, Charles Durning turns 88 years old today.
Which disproves the theory that fat guys die early.
Oh, that's right.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Yeah. He's a big boy. Still did that great number in the state capitol in Best Little Whorehouse. So,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to do a little sidestep. Is that sort
something
of the name
like
of
that?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Gavin McLeod of the Love Boat.
Captain Steubing.
There you go. And Mary Tyler Moore. You know, he's 80 years old today. Actor director Tommy Toon turned 72 years old today.
Wichita Falls, Texas.
There you go. And actress Kelly Bishop from Gilmore Girls turned 67. Actor Frank Bonner from WKRP in Cincinnati.
And a little else.
There you go, 69 years
no
old
kidding.
Today.
Yeah.
Stephanie Beecham from Beverly Hills 90210, did you watch that, is 64. Bernadette Peters, the actress, turns 63 years old.
You know, she has a large body of work. And,
and a large body.
Yeah. No.
Well, no. Well, in some places, yeah.
Well, true.
Yeah.
But I only remember her from The Jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she dating him at that time, or maybe shortly thereafter? I think they had a little fling.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
Good for her.
Lucky Steve.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Mercedes Rule, the actress, turned 63 years old. Gilbert.
You know, on this thing, they have Mercedes Rule, who's done a lot of work, really, and they list her as Frasier's boss. I mean, that's it.
Oh.
I kind of thought she'd done other stuff.
Well,
but she.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Okay. Yeah, she played Frasier's boss for like a season or something.
Sure.
Okay, anyway.
Race car driver Mario Andretti turns 71 years old. Brian Jones.
You were going to skip.
Drowned. He's dead. Never mind.
Okay. You mentioned Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried.
Don't you have more to say about him?
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried. He does those Aflac commercials, does he not?
Yes, and as we mentioned every year at this time, would you really want to go to 45 minutes of listening to that voice? I mean.
That's right.
Was a failed player on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Oh, is that that right?
Yes.
I didn't know
yes.
that.
If you'd watched the behind the scenes thing, you would
yeah.
work.
Oh, okay.
56
good.
Years old. John Turturro, the actor, turns 54 years old.
Maybe the most underrated actor in Hollywood.
Yeah, he is good. He is good.
You know, good. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
He's oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. One of the funniest movies ever made.
Did a great job in Quiz Show several years ago.
He's just odd looking.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's just it. He's not he's not an attractive man,
right.
But he's very good.
Yeah, he does good work. He does, yeah.
There you go. I guess all
nah,
I got.
Nah.
For today.
Got Bubba Smith, the football player from Beaumont, Texas.
Sure.
He's 60-6.
Uh-huh.
We got Joe South, Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
Oh,
71. He's probably wearing flip-flops now.
Right. Mm.
Robert Sean Leonard.
Yeah, from House. I just see this. Yeah, he plays Dr. Wilson.
And only reason I know is because about 3 weeks ago I saw a small portion of it. I'd forgotten that he was in the Dead Poets Society.
Oh, okay. Mm. As a much
ago.
Younger man.
Way long ago.
Yeah. Eric Lindros, by the way, the hockey player, turns 38 years old today. And then so you February the 29th birthdays. I'm looking for somebody. Tony Robbins. The author is 51 years old.
Big, tall, motivational speaker dude.
There you go. Antonio Sabato Jr., he's a model and actor.
He's very man pretty.
Yeah, there you go. 39 years old tomorrow. And I guess that's all I got for tomorrow.
Oh, no, we got Alex Rocco.
It's not really tomorrow. It's February 29th.
Alex Rocco is 75.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I blanking out? The guy that he... The guy that ran the Tropicana and Godfather.
Yeah, exactly. His real name was, Mo Green is what they called him.
Yeah, Mo Green, that's what they called him.
Yeah, he's 75, and Dennis Farina, 57.
There you go.
Who kind of plays those type actors as well. I mean, those two guys play the same kind of characters. You want to go ahead and wad that up?
Yeah.
High-definition radio?
Dennis Farina was actually, he was on a show back in the 80s called Crime Story.
Yeah.
In which he pursued leaders of organized crime as a police officer, and he is a former Chicago police officer.
Oh, that's cool. And did a little Law and Order, I think, for a while, or one of those things. All right, there you go. 6:22.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
After President Obama's lecture after the Tucson massacre, I thought we were supposed to go into this age of civility. Unions, yes. Slavery, no. And that's only the beginning. Listen to this.
The mighty, mighty union.
Mighty, mighty union.
The mighty, mighty union. We won't test it. We won't test it. Union, yes. Slavery, no. We stand up for justice.
Why is there anybody else from any other color?
And have you noticed that the media has been virtually quiet on this? Now, if it was not the unions but the Tea Party movement, don't you think you would have heard a lot more about this?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Paid for by Stansberry & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
The journey begins as a tiny green coffee bean, carefully selected from the world's finest crops. It's roasted and transformed into a rich, flavorful bean, ready to be brewed into an awesome cup of coffee. Howdy, I'm Phil Jordan, owner of It's a Grind. Come experience the best coffee, handcrafted drinks, and pastries at It's a Grind. I guarantee you'll enjoy your drink, or it's on me.
Text GRIND to 23504 and receive the It's a Grind secret special, sure to satisfy your sweet tooth. It's a Grind on University next to Boston's.
Advertising works. That's why companies spend so much money on it. And it's a major reason more consumers don't take advantage of the big cost savings offered by generic drugs. Many big retailers are selling generics for as little as $4 a month. They're the same as brand name drugs. So forget the ads and ask for generics. A new study finds that the culprit behind many childhood allergies could be low vitamin D levels. Of course, more tests are needed, but for now, parents should be sure that their kids are getting at least 600 international units of vitamin D per day. Okay, so let's say some guy knocks on your door and he says he just happens to be fixing up your neighbor's driveway. Could he give you a discount on yours as well? It's one of the oldest scams in the book, by the way. Chances are good you're never going to see the guy again after you pay him. At best, you'll probably get a substandard job, and if your driveway needs work, call somebody local and then ask for references. Recent recalls, more than 2 million Toyota and Lexus vehicles, more problems with those accelerator pedals. I'm Stacy Cohen. Learn more at ConsumerAffairs.com.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
My turn. Let's do some weather, huh? Because we got some. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center. It's the College Station Sleep Center. Wow, how about the windy? I mean, was that some wind that we had in the last 24 hours? I don't remember the wind blowing that hard for that long in a long, long time. But anyway, that stuff's died back down now, and things are a little quieter out there. So look for a high temperature today. And again, it's pretty nice out there right now. But look for a high temperature today, probably in the lower to mid-70s. And then look for a low temperature tonight. I'm waiting for my temperatures to come up, and they're not coming up. Okay, there we go. Ah, here we go. 72 for high today, 43 for low temperature tonight. And then probably do 72 to 74 all week long. Looks like we're going to have a little wind shift. That'll make it cooler in the evenings, which should be kind of pleasant. But look for lows tonight and tomorrow night around 43 or 44. No mention of rain in the forecast beyond. Maybe a little chance of some showers as this wind shift comes in today. Humidity is that right? 26%? Okay. Winds are from the north at 12, gusts up to 23. Okay. It wasn't that way when I came in, but maybe the winds have picked back up again. We'll see what happens. It does say that winds will be up to about 25 miles an hour later on today, so see how that happens. Right now we have overcast skies and 67 degrees outside.
Starfire Satellite made living in the country so much easier. With just one phone call to the satellite professionals at Starfire, I was able to have high-speed internet. If having high-speed internet is your dream for your home in the country, call Starfire today at 279-2788. And ask about the details of high-speed internet. Get rid of your slow internet at your house in the country today. If you want fast internet, call Starfire at 279-2788. That's 279-2788. Call today.
Nowadays, everybody is looking for a way to save money. The best way I've found it was to call the satellite professionals at Starfire. They carry Dish Network and DirecTV. Starfire has programming packages starting at $24.99 a month, which includes over 120 of your favorite channels, plus HD programming free for life. Compare that to what you currently have, and you'll see there's no comparison. Call Starfire Satellite today at 279-2788. That's 279-2788, and get more TV for less.
Persuasion isn't so much about getting people to do what you want them to do. It's about convincing them to do something they want to do. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote.
Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
How can you be more persuasive?
If you can make someone feel good when you're trying to persuade them, you're going to have a darn sight better chance of pulling it off than if you make them feel lousy.
Kevin Dutton, author of the book Split Second Persuasion, says to do that effectively, you need to follow a few simple guidelines.
Keep things simple. Appeal to another person's self-interest. Make them laugh or make them look at whatever it is you want them to do in a new or novel way. Be confident, but not too cocky.
Sounds simple enough, but Kevin says that's not how most of us try to persuade.
99% of people think that the fundamental secret of persuasion is to get someone to do something for you. Well, it isn't. The fundamental secret of persuasion, Mike, is to get someone to do something for themselves.
And Kevin recalls the perfect example from a New Year's Eve party he attended.
And the 7-year-old son of a friend of mine wanted to stay up till midnight and see the New Year in with the rest of us adults, but Mum wasn't having any of it. And without missing a beat, this little fella turned round to his mum and he said, "Well, you don't want me up at the crack of dawn when you're lying in bed with a headache tomorrow morning, do you?" Now, that little guy was sitting up, seeing in the New Year with the rest of us.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 65 degrees right now at the studio, 72 for a high today. Cold front making its way through will drop down to the lower to mid-40s tonight, and we'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County jury is back at work this morning after spending the weekend sequestered at a local hotel. The panel was not able to reach a decision in the capital murder trial of Artis Pollard following almost 7 hours of deliberations. The jury has the option of finding Pollard not guilty or convicting him of shooting and killing Terrell McCoy at a home northwest of Bryan in December of 2006. A conviction carries an automatic life prison term because the death penalty was not sought by prosecutors. Not knowing how much less in state funding the Bryan School District will receive has resulted in 3 levels of proposed cuts for the next 2 years. The Board of Trustees has been asked to consider making the least severe round. That list totals $4 million over the next 2 years. Now, not being recommended at this time, but still included in a possible second round of cuts, is rezoning middle and high schools. Bryan High would be reclassified as a 4A school for UIL activities. Athletic Director Harry Francis expects a combination of more revenue plus savings of up to $100,000 a year from taking shorter road trips.
There's a lot of win-win situation to that, is that more of your folks that can't travel see their kids because you could have more games in town, you know. And some of this is contingent upon the neighbor. You know, I'm not sure what Call Station schools will do with their size, but they have been 4A in the past, and they know what that's like. And you know, today with the budgets and the economy, you just kind of have to look at some things on how you're going to structure your schools. And we sure hate to be hung out into a situation where we're the only person here and we have to travel further, you know, the 5A school.
District officials say 300 students would have to move from Bryan High to Rutter High School, requiring Rutter to expand. Under the most severe circumstances, reducing spending by another $3 million, the district would add layoffs and increase property taxes. A copy of the budget-cutting ideas and extended conversations with district officials are on our website, WTAW.com. Another piece of the traffic puzzle has been completed at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welborn Road. Starting Tuesday morning, eastbound traffic on Harvey Mitchell will move to the recently completed overpass. Welborn traffic turning to eastbound Harvey Mitchell, both north and southbound, will use newly constructed entrance ramps. There are no changes to Welborn traffic turning west or motorists on Harvey Mitchell going west. While tensions grow in the Middle East, American politicians are having their own problems. Dave McIntyre of Texas A&M's Homeland Security Department says Washington has to straighten out the federal budget. McIntyre says to improve the American economy, we then have to export to countries who are stable enough to buy our goods.
The oil in the Middle East largely goes Europe, Japan, China. Why do we want that to remain stable and flowing? Why do we want Japan to have oil? Well, the last time they were cut off from oil, they mounted an attack on Pearl Harbor. I mean, they're not going to starve. We need the rest of the world to be prosperous, too, if we're going to sell them our stuff.
House Republicans and Senate Democrats continue to disagree over how to keep the government operating after this coming Friday. An unusual escape has been reported by College Station police. On the lam is Basil, a dog who took off Friday night from the Brazos Animal Shelter on Finfeather in Bryan. Basil is a dachshund Chihuahua mix, black in color with medium to long hair and wearing a black collar with a silver bone-shaped tag. Basil needs to be quarantined to rule out rabies after the dog bit someone. And a Quiz Bowl team of students from Texas A&M has qualified for their first national tournament since 2006. One of the members, Kyle Kahan, competed last November on the Jeopardy game show Collegiate Championship.
Like at the last tournament, I found out I was there for this pop culture and sports, mostly because everyone else got the history question before I could. You know, another one of our guy, you know, he's young. He's going to be an awesome Quiz Bowl player. He's only a freshman right now. But when he grows up, he's just going to rock the science categories. And our main guy, he's so good at history and such minute details of history.
Kahan says they're looking for financial support to help pay for the trip to Chicago. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, and find contact information if you'd like to help the A&M Quiz Bowl team. WTAW News Time, 635, 65 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, let's check the weather. It's brought to you by the area's only complete sleep center. That's accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Cold front will move east of the area this morning. That'll take any cloudiness out of the region. We're left with sunshine and breezy conditions, temperatures 70 to 75. Clear skies are forecast for tonight, lows near 45. We'll have sunny weather during the day tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows will be near 45. Looking ahead to Wednesday, we're partly to mostly sunny. Highs on Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And coming up in sports, we'll talk Aggie basketball. Aggies suffered the season sweep to the Baylor Bears on Saturday, but the Aggie women, they just got by Texas in Austin, so a couple of tough road games. We'll talk about that. They're back on the road in the midweek, too. Aggie baseball team dropped their first one of the season yesterday. The Zags salvaged a win, winning 6-3. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Just win, baby, as Al Davis says.
Mm-hmm.
Makes things a lot easier.
Yes.
Just, you know, if you don't, it makes it a little more difficult, so go ahead and win.
Yeah.
Helps out.
Just go ahead and win. That's all it takes.
So, Scott Walker on the Sunday talk shows yesterday, digging in against his all those folks there up in Wisconsin, he said, I know that collective bargaining has a cost. If we do not get these changes and the Senate Democrats don't come back, we're going to be forced to do massive layoffs. In comparing his plan to other situations, Walker said most federal employees do not have collective bargaining for benefits. Now, he's kind of in a little contest with this this brand new governor that they got up there in, where is it, Connecticut, first Republican governor that they've had up there, in a long, long time, and they're kind of taking swings at each other. That guy's name is Dan Malloy, and he's about the harshest critic that Scott Walker has right now. He was on a CNN show yesterday. You know, all the governors are up in D.C., or a lot of the governors are up in D.C. for the National Governors Conference. Anyway, he said, Do I think the Democrats look good on this whole Wisconsin thing? No, I do not. Do I think what's happening in Wisconsin is a travesty? The answer is yes. We should not be attacking people's rights to join organizations. I mean, it's un-American, quite frankly. So I think people use the tools that they have, and in this case, preventing a quorum from taking place is one of those tools. However, what a lot of folks are not talking about is Governor Malloy of Connecticut is, in fact, trying to do much of the same thing with Connecticut state employees unions. In fact, he has asked for givebacks of $2 billion over the next 2 years, amounting to over $20,000 per employee. So he's asking the employees up there, the union employees up in Connecticut, to do the exact same thing. And, oh, by the way, he got a whole lot of funding in his campaign for governor from the unions. So he's kind of painted himself into a corner. We'll see if he'll be able to get out of that.
I'm sure he'll be able to replace that funding next time he's up.
Care about David Wu? Do you know who David Wu is? Woo is a Democrat.
All of a sudden we've turned into Abbott and Costello here.
Yeah. Woo is a Democrat congressman from Oregon.
Okay.
There's none of those.
He is trying to assure his constituents that he is okay and fit to serve in Congress.
Do you got a wheelbarrow full of crazy? What's going
on? Well, word surfaced last week that Congressman Wu...
Yeah? What'd he do in the bathroom?
...had some sort of mental health issue.
Oh, well that's
and
serious.
He's not given any further details. The whole ruckus started when he sent his staffers pictures of himself posing in a tiger costume.
Rawr.
Well, it's Halloween.
Staffers complained. Okay, now when you got your staff turning on you, do have a problem. Staffers complained to local newspapers that Wu had behaved strangely during his reelection campaign last fall and sent them a series of bizarre photos. Not going into any detail beyond that. His campaign staff had reportedly tried to get him admitted to a psychiatric hospital. This is his staff! He tells a local TV station, there are personal things even for a congressman. I think it's appropriate to have some sphere of privacy about specific diagnoses because I'm not the president of the United States with my finger on the nuclear trigger.
And we're all thankful for that right now, Congressman.
It's okay for you to be unbalanced as long as you're not president. Is that what you're telling us?
So he wore a tiger outfit to work?
So he really does have a wheelbarrow full of crazy.
Yes, he does, as a matter of fact. I don't know that he wore a wheelbarrow. I mean, that he wore a tiger costume to work. It's just he apparently...
He went home and said, let me slip into something more comfortable. Decided he got in a picture-taking mood, and here we are.
And they're not saying what the other bizarre photos are, and it goes back to his reelection campaign back in November. So not exactly sure, but...
Well, this congressman, 2 weeks ago that sent the cell phone picture of himself, of his physique.
Yeah.
And then he quit very quickly, so there must have been other skeletons roaming around there.
Oh,
so.
I guess. He was just stupid also.
Yeah.
Not sure about that. But anyway, we'll see. David Wu, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Well, you have to look at it playing the odds. Even in a very white-collar environment like Congress, if you put 535 people into a room, you're still going to have a percentage of idiots.
Of course you are.
Sure.
It is in some ways...
maybe more so in Congress.
A small snapshot of who we are as a group. Now, Chris Christie. Chris Christie just has good quotes, I think. He's on Face the Nation. He was on with Skeletor. Was Skeletor on this weekend for his birthday, do you know?
I don't know. He's in South Padre, probably.
He and Dan were down there.
That's right.
Doing
that's
checkers.
Right.
Yeah.
He was MCing Girls Gone Wild.
Standing in a kiddie pool, shotgunning a natty light.
Yeah.
Boy, you said that easily.
Yeah, he did. Just rolled off his tongue, didn't he?
Yeah.
I've been told.
Move on.
Yeah. I've heard
right,
stories.
Yeah. New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie held court on fiscal woes that a number of states are facing when he was on Face the Nation. He said collective bargaining rules didn't come down on tablets from a mountain. How about that?
I think he's got a fine point.
He said, what I believe in is true adversarial collective bargaining. What I've said in New Jersey is, as long as it's fair and reasonable collective bargaining. Listen, all these rights are legislatively created. They didn't come down from tablets at the top of a mountain. So political things change. They go back and forth. Every state is going to make their own determination on that.
He's trying to introduce religion into the process.
Yeah, really. Amen, brother, though. I mean, that's the truth. That is, you know, it's give and take, and times change. Times just change. Speaking of, I mean, you've got Harry Francis on the news today just talking about how we may end up having Bryan High as a 4A school.
And let me emphasize that this is not the primary option.
Not at all.
That is option two table.
But this is...
Or the second level, I should say. There is a first level, second level, and third level of cuts that the school district is looking at. And this is just one of those things where I know that if you're passively listening, you can hear, wow, Bryan's dropping to 4A. Mm. That's not necessarily happening.
I'm not saying it's necessarily bad either, though.
No. Logistically, if you think about it, because, you know, we don't know for a certainty, but if you look at student population, at least to begin, it makes sense that, you know, Rutter's already up to 4A. Consol and College Station High School very likely will become two 4A high schools once they both have varsity programs.
Right.
And so, I mean, look at that. You have three 4A schools and a 5A school. Well, guess which one's the sore thumb?
Yeah. Now, we will. We're going to revisit this next hour because I do think it is big enough and it's an important enough. But it does take us on to some of the things that they are, just to show you what they're talking about in Austin. Here's one way that Texas legislators could trim the state's expenses for public education by nearly $10 billion. How about if they cut off 48 days from the school year? Huh? How'd that work? Ron Eisler, who's from the House Public Education Committee, said we'd win the 5- to 18-year-old vote forever for that. And it would work. I mean, that would.
Yeah, but then you would need to go back and quantify juvenile crime rates.
Uh-huh. Or perhaps they could allow school property tax rates to increase by one-third. Hey, there you go. Then your tax bill on a $200,000 house, you know, go up $555.
Wait, didn't they just spend the last legislature talking about how property tax rates need to come down?
Of course, yeah. But, I mean, that would solve the problem, right?
Mm.
That would solve... So, understand that there are a lot of people who are out there floating a lot of things. They're different. Last week, Florence Shapiro said that there is a way to fix a much maligned component of the complex school finance system, which is also saving more than $5 billion over the next 5 years. That's to eliminate target revenue provisions. Did you know, for instance, that Texas is one of the few states that still does bilingual education, boys? Did you know that?
Hmm.
Most other states have gone to immersion. Just do it. Just speak the language. Now, I don't see that ever see the light of day in Texas, but consider how expensive that is. Because there have had to be school districts all over the state that paid premiums for bilingual education.
Yeah.
They needed to get teachers who could speak the language to come in and do that. But that would be a tremendous way to cut that down.
Well, but then the argument is, well, we would need immersion in the alternative language as well to create sensitivity amongst the indigenous Texans, if you will.
Must do that. And we talked last week about not having actual ink and paper textbooks, that there'll be digital updates that'll be available. Are they going to do that? We talked about how they're going to do new standardized tests, yet they're not going to have the books to study for the standardized tests for at least 2 years down the road. How's that going to work out for Texas education? I mean, there are so many things that Texas, and again, preface it all by saying Texas is better off than most all the other states. And yet these are the kind of things we're having to struggle with. But we do to talk about the options. And, you know, you mentioned that Bryan has three options. Most school districts are looking at multiple options based on what the boys and girls in Austin end up giving them. And it's smart and wise to do that. And I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to see contract buyouts, that we're going to see layoffs, that we're going to see just not as many people inside the schoolhouse next year. And that's unfortunate, but that's where we stand. It's 6:48.
It's often said that actions speak louder than words. And what better example than Car and Driver's take on the BMW 3 Series? They not only named it to their 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row, but their actions followed suit. More Car and Driver staff spent their own money on a 3 Series than any other car. Is it because it's faster and more powerful than the Audi A4, Lexus IS 250, or Mercedes C300?
or because BMW includes no-cost maintenance, or because it delivers a joy that only the ultimate driving machine can. Let your actions decide with a test drive of a 3 Series today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, car and driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. If you're interested in restoring native grasses for grazing, there are several factors to be considered. Learn the positives and negatives of utilizing these native species this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We spend a lot more time selecting a new sofa than we ever spend buying new trees or shrubs. And the irony of all of that is that we can see what that sofa is going to look like 5 or 10 years later right there on the showroom floor, assuming no catastrophes. What you see is what you'll get. However, unlike furniture, plants change. They look very different in 5 or 10 years. You need to learn all you can before you make your final decision. Know your plants well. I'll have details right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? Indeed, you probably do. Hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, also broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, and pecans. It doesn't get any better than Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmers market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and business. TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. If we're going to know plants very well, let's start out with hardiness zones. Every once in a while, Texas has a really cold winter. Realists among us know there will come the time that tender plants in a given area are going to freeze, die, and have to be replaced. You need to know the hardiness zone, where you live and where you garden. For example, in the Panhandle, Zone 6, and it will tell you exactly how cold that's likely to be. Zone 7 is 10 degrees warmer. Zone 8, 10 more degrees warmer. That's South Texas. Zone 9 is along the coast and in deep South Texas. And then Zone 10 is tropical. Zone 11 is really tropical. We don't have those in Texas. You need to know where you are. That's very critical. If you do a web search for USDA Plant Hardiness Zone map, it'll show you your map. How about mature height and width? Almost every one of us has at one time or another chosen a plant that's grown too tall or too wide for the surroundings. We're overtaken by their beauty in the garden center, and then we find out we have green giants. Know before you grow, know how tall, how wide that plant's going to grow. And by the same token, ask about soil requirements. You can justify heroic soil preparation for plants that will always be small, like ground covers or annuals or perennials. But don't be planting a shade tree that requires some kind of special care of the soil. Evergreen or deciduous. The best landscapes include both types of plants. However, we sometimes fail to think about this feature when we're planting a new landscape in the middle of the growing season. How come my plant looks like it died? My bald cypress, for example. You need to know if it's going to be evergreen or deciduous. Most of our shade trees are deciduous. Most of our shrubs are evergreen, but there are crossovers like live oaks and magnolias. And talking the opposing side for the moment, a case can also be made for the change in variety that deciduous plants bring. That adds a little interest to the landscape and garden. And then you also need to ask about possible pest problems, and a really good independent retail garden center operator will know those. In fact, I always encourage you to ask them for their advice. Let them be a part of your decision. Let them own that decision. Are there any serious pest problems I need to know about the plant that I'm just about to buy from you? They'll be honest with you. Look for a certified or master certified nursery professional for the best advice in the nursery industry. Walkway adjustments in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, Happy gardening.
Good Monday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Well, the Aggie basketball team had a brief lead on Baylor in the first minute, but it was short-lived as A&M never led again and suffered the season sweep to the Bears with a 58-51 loss at Waco Saturday night. The Bears never led by double digits until just over 2 minutes remaining in the game, and A&M cut the lead to 2 with 9 minutes to go. That's when Baylor went on a 14-4 run to put it away. It was A&M's sixth loss of the year. They're still in third place in the Big 12 with two games to play before the Big 12 tournament. They are a game ahead of Missouri and Kansas State. They'll play at co-leader Kansas Wednesday night in Lawrence before coming home to host Texas Tech on Saturday night. For Baylor, the win keeps them in the NCAA picture, but they're still considered a bubble team now at 7-7 in conference. In the Big 12, an amazing game. I watched it at Colorado. The Buffaloes come back from a 22-point first-half deficit and catch and beat fifth-ranked Texas 91-89 in Boulder. It was the Horns' second straight Saturday road loss in the Big 12, and they drop back into a tie with KU. Kansas beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma State beat Tech. Iowa State beat Nebraska. And K-State beat Missouri. And on the national scene, number one Baylor fell to unranked Virginia Tech. Ohio State or Kansas could be the new number one when the poll comes out today. Fifth-ranked A&M women are just glad the game at Texas didn't go for another 5 minutes because the Longhorns had all the momentum in the second half, but the Aggies survived for a 10th straight win over UT. 68-65 was the final. Texas trailed by 15 and a half, and they kept it around that kind of deficit for the first 13 minutes of the second half before going on a 20-10 run to end the game. A&M could not buy a jump shot and relied on Danielle Adams' rim game and some free throws down the stretch to hold on to get what Gary Blair understandably called an ugly win. Texas got 7 3-pointers to A&M's 1. Adams had 26 points, including that 1 3-pointer. Still, it was a win, and their 24th of the year as they close the regular season this week at Kansas State Wednesday and home with Nebraska Saturday afternoon. In women's Big 12 hoops, a potential winning layup by Danielle Robinson at the buzzer sat on the rim and then fell the wrong way for Oklahoma. Baylor survived against the Sooners 82-81 in Norman. Congratulations to the A&M men's track team as they won the Big 12 indoor title in Lincoln Saturday, their first indoor team title of any kind since the old Southwest Conference days in 1980. The Aggie women had a 4-year winning streak snapped by host Nebraska. A&M will host the NCAA Indoor Championships March 11th and 12th. Well, the Zagbats got to A&M pitcher Ross Hales early, putting up 2 runs on 4 hits, and that paved the way for Gonzaga to hand A&M its first loss of the year yesterday at Olsen Field. It was Gonzaga's first win as they doubled up A&M 6-3. The Zags got 2 home runs and out-hit A&M 12-8 after the game. Coach Rob Childress.
Well, I mean, you can't take it for granted. Winning's not easy. Losing's easy. All you got to do is show up. You can lose. Put on the uniform, look good in front of all the fans, and you can lose. It's hard to win. There's a standard that we expect when we take field. There's going to be high intensity. We're going to play with an edge and a chip on our shoulder. I didn't feel like we had that for about 4 innings. You know, 5th inning on we did, but it's too late.
The Aggies will host UT Pan American tomorrow night and Wednesday afternoon before going to Houston for the Minute Maid Classic this weekend. Aggie softball team beat Northwestern 9-1 Saturday to finish 3-2 in that Cathedral City Classic in California. They lost to number 7 Washington and number 1 Georgia while beating Long Beach, Ohio State, and Northwestern. A&M is 12-5 for the year. They'll play in the Bulldogs Classic at Starkville this weekend. The Eagle reports that a new A&M consolidated football coach and campus athletics coordinator could be recommended to the school board this week. Superintendent Dr. Eddie Colson will pick the final candidate and make the recommendation of the person who will replace Jim Slaughter, who starts his new job tomorrow as head of the San Angelo ISD. The athletics, that is. The report said that there were as many as 19 applicants for the job, and longtime defensive coordinator Ray Cavanaugh had confirmed that he had applied. Colson told the paper that a district-wide interim athletics director will be named this spring. College Station High School, of course, opens in 2012. Mavericks won, so did the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs. And longtime Dodger great and baseball Hall of Famer Duke Snyder has died of what family called natural causes at the age of 84. And that's your first look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers, and we'll do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency, and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business.
WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Listen to me! Listen to me!
Well, the Academy did. The King's Speech wins big at the Oscars.
The British monarchy tale taking home 4 Oscars during the ABC show, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor for Colin Firth's performance.
I have a feeling my career's just peaked. My deepest thanks to the Academy.
Also thanking the Academy, Natalie Portman, for her win as lead actress in Black Swan.
I am so grateful to get to do the job that I do.
Other films winning multiple awards, Inception and The Social Network. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
The protests and the fighting in Libya rage on as world powers gather in Geneva to figure out what to do about Libya. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Secretary of State Clinton meeting Europe's heavyweights on a day the European Union pledged sanctions on Libya. Britain has already frozen cash held or controlled by the Gaddafi family. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister today demanding an end to violence, but Sergei Lavrov saying a no-fly zone is no-go. Separately, the International Criminal Court today saying it is documenting attacks against civilians. Dave?
Alistair, wildfires keep torching West Texas. This woman's home among the 58 destroyed.
But we weren't in there. None of my kids were in there. We were all gone.
Nearly 100,000 acres charred. Congress back at work today facing a budget deadline. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The deadline Friday when the government's authority to spend money expires, but lawmakers might be close to a short-term compromise, a two-week continuing resolution that includes $4 billion in spending cuts. Senate Democrats have signaled they might go along, even though they want a full month to finish work on an arrangement for the rest of the fiscal year, Dave.
Richie was the last American left who fought in World War I. Frank Buckles, dead at 110. He was 16 and lied about his age to get into the Army after the military twice rejected him.
You're just not heavy enough, flat-footed.
Buckles was also a civilian prisoner of the Japanese in World War II for 3 years. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Paid for by Stansbury & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica, the number 44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, thanking you for allowing us to serve you for the last 28 years with all your bookkeeping and tax preparation needs. It is tax time, and Bottom Line is ready to help with your e-filing and tax preparation now. We can help you work through all the new tax laws to get your maximum refund. Come by and have some coffee or call us at 691-2345. That is 691-2345. Thanks for voting as best of the Brazos for the last 6 consecutive years. At Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Prosperity Bank, and Tom Light Chevrolet. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 64 degrees right now at the studios. Lower 70s for a high today and much cooler tonight. Tomorrow morning you'll want a jacket as we head down to the lower 40s for tonight's low. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The weekend was spent in a local hotel for Brazos County jurors contemplating the fate of a Brenham man charged with capital murder. The panel deliberated nearly 7 hours Friday before District Judge J.D. Langley suspended proceedings until this morning. Artis Pollard is accused of killing Terrell McCoy in a December 2006 shooting at a home northwest of Bryan. The jury has the option of either finding Pollard not guilty or convicting him of capital murder, which in this case carries an automatic life prison term because prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty. Bryan School Board has been given three lists of budget-cutting ideas depending on the severity of state funding. Staff has recommended to trustees a plan to cut at least $4 million over the next 2 years, most of it occurring next year. At the next level, but not recommended at this time, would include rezoning middle and high schools, allowing Bryan High to be reclassified as a 4A high school for UIL purposes. Athletic Director Harry Francis estimates minimum savings from taking shorter road trips at between $50,000 and $100,000 a year.
Our travel cost, whether it's a bus or a meal that we feed the children, I think you can say that we'll save 50% in that area alone. From gate revenue, that's to be determined. But, of course, when you play more games in town, you make more money. And, obviously, without having to possibly rent facilities, I don't know if we'd have to go back to Kyle Field because all this could change with crosstown showdowns and all that. If you have four local teams in the future, if that's ever in the plans, that you end up having four in town plus the others, then gate revenue is going to go up quite a bit as well for all your contests throughout the year.
At least 300 Bryan High students would have to move to Rutter High School, requiring an expansion of the Rutter campus. The most severe budget reduction plan for the district would knock out another $3 million for a total cut of more than $9 million, but those recommendations include layoffs and higher taxes. A copy of the budget-cutting ideas and extended conversations with district officials are on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. Drivers at Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway in College Station will have a new obstacle starting Tuesday morning. TxDOT says eastbound traffic on Harvey Mitchell will move to the newly constructed overpass. Welborn traffic, both north and southbound, will use newly built entrance ramps to access eastbound Harvey Mitchell. There are no changes to westbound Harvey Mitchell or turning off Welborn to go west. Friday is the latest deadline for Congress and the president to handle future federal spending. Its impact includes developments in the Middle East, says Dave McIntyre of Texas A&M's Homeland Security Center.
When you work your way through this budget, everybody realized that up ahead there is a bridge out. You can't keep doing this. The president's budget of $3.7 trillion borrows about a third of that money. You just can't continue to run the country when 40% of what you're spending your money on every day is borrowed. And about 20% of that $3.7 billion is for the Department of Defense. If we're going to have any savings, we either have to raise taxes an astonishing amount or we have to make pretty big, pretty bold cuts.
McIntyre says something has to give when the U.S. already has military, diplomatic, and humanitarian efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan and is observing what's going on in Egypt and other neighboring countries.
And keep taxes down to get our economy rerun. We're in a tough spot. Now I'm not telling you the sky is falling. I don't think the world's going to end tomorrow. I'm just describing that, you know, from time to time, events kind of conspire against you, and we've reached a point where an awful lot of diplomatic, military, informational, intelligence, and economic issues are all kind of conspiring against us at the same time. This will not be an easy passage for the next several years.
You can hear more from Dave McIntyre on the interview page of WTAW.com. Local law enforcement authorities remain on the lookout for an escapee from over the weekend. It's an escapee, though, from the Brazos Animal Shelter. Police say a Chihuahua Dachshund mix named Basil took off Friday night from the shelter on Finfeather in Bryan. The dog, which bit someone, needs to be quarantined to rule out rabies. Basil is black with medium to long hair and was wearing a black collar with a silver bone-shaped tag. And you might recall a Texas A&M student that competed last November in the Jeopardy Collegiate Championships. Kyle Kahan is now part of the A&M Quiz Bowl team that can participate in a national tournament if they can find enough financial support to get them to Chicago.
I'm not the best member on our Quiz Bowl team by far. One of our new guys who's a PhD student, he is incredible at this. We have a guy who was part of a community college team that went to nationals last year. Everyone just has their own pace, because that's the best way to study the Quiz Bowl. Just go at your own pace.
Kahan says the Intercollegiate Championship Tournament, which starts April 9th, is A&M's first trip to a national Quiz Bowl since 2006. Information on how you can help the Quiz Bowl team, if you'd like to, is available with this story at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 710, 64 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zwerdeman Flooring. More news coming up at 730 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerdeman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zwerdeman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwerdeman Flooring today.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Having severe back pain and sciatica can bring life to a standstill. You can't work, can't take care of the house, or even sit in the car for a 30-minute drive. You can't remember the last time you had a restful night's sleep. And it's almost impossible for anyone around you to understand how you feel. Hello, I'm Dr. David Bailey, chiropractor at Bailey Health and Wellness Center in Bryan, Texas. If you hate the idea of more pain pills, more injections, or even back surgery, but don't know what else to do, call me for a free consultation about my safe, gentle, and effective treatment program available nowhere else in the Brazos Valley that gives most folks significant relief in just 2 weeks. This unique treatment program is covered by most insurance plans, so call 822-2225 for your free, no-obligation consultation at Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
That's Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW at 712. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by the folks at United Roofing. Calling with 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cold front will move east of the area this morning. That'll take any cloudiness out of the region. We're left with sunshine and breezy conditions, temperatures 70 to 75. Clear skies are forecast for tonight, lows near 45. We'll have sunny weather during the day tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows will be near 45. Looking ahead to Wednesday, we're partly to mostly sunny. Highs on Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All three Texas NBA teams were winners yesterday. Jeff Gordon breaks a 66-race losing streak and wins in the NASCAR circuit. And we'll talk Aggie basketball and baseball and more coming up in sports. Everyday people eat their lunch at their desk while playing on the computer. A recent study...
I've done that lots of times. Yeah.
Doing that can make you... Oh, I forgot to tell you to get the coach ready. Because if you happen to sit at your desk
and
eat your lunch
and
at your computer. A recent study shows that's going to make you
fat.
That's right. Specifically, if you looked at people who played computer solitaire while having lunch.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say this at the risk of saying something unpopular.
Uh-oh.
And I know I never do that.
Yeah.
If the best thing you can do on your computer is to come up with solitaire while you eat your lunch, man, you need a friend.
Well,
solitaire.
Go ahead.
Solitaire is all you can do. You need a friend.
Okay.
Solitaire is quick, easy.
But it's been around.
Win, you lose.
It's been around for 20 years.
But that
hasn't changed.
Does it make it bad?
Well, I've been around 60, so
Okay, but does that make it bad?
Well, I'm just saying there's better things.
Oh, okay.
There's better games.
Yeah.
There's better ways to entertain yourself.
Okay. There you go.
Well, what if you don't want to like shoot stuff out of the sky? What if you want something a little bit more cerebral than that?
You have to. Read a newspaper.
Word search is good. You can do that.
Read news online.
You can read news.
Watch YouTube.
Yeah. Luminosity. I've told you about that one. I kind of enjoy that. Can do a Sudoku online. I mean, there are all sorts of things you can do online. Anyway, it
says... get a Facebook account and stalk people.
Yeah, could do that. By playing the game, people remembered less about their lunch. That made them feel less full, which caused them to eat an additional 125 calories. Well, either that or somebody was passing cake balls around. I don't know. Other studies have shown...
What was that? What was with the cake balls this year? Everybody was doing cake balls this year.
Well,
and they were delicious. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, they're just knockout good. I'm not sure. I would kind of like to know what the genesis of the whole cake ball thing is. I mean, where did they begin? Kind of like the tea party. Kind of like to know where it began.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Cake balls began in a magical, wonderful place. Now, I don't know the name of it.
There's no doubt.
But,
yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm thinking that they pretty much went viral, right?
Yeah, because as I said, it seems like that was the en vogue holiday treat this year.
But I mean, you could probably Google Cedar Rapids, Iowa cake balls, and they got, four places there that do that. I mean, it's everywhere.
Think so?
Well, yeah, I do.
Well,
you do Boise cake balls?
I'm going to prove you wrong. You said Cedar Rapids first.
Okay. All right. Cedar Rapids.
You got to stay with it.
Okay.
We're going to, yeah.
All right. You think I'm
Cedar
wrong?
Cedar Rapids cake balls.
Yeah.
One word or two for cake balls?
Yeah, I don't know. I think two.
We'll do
I think two.
Yeah. Cedar Rapids cake balls.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. There's Cakes by George.
Okay.
Which also features mouthwatering cake balls, which he calls truffles.
Of course.
And
that way you can charge more for them.
That appears to be the only place. So I don't see four places in Cedar Rapids. I'm not quite sure it's viral as your perception might be.
Four places in Bryan College Station to do them, so I can't imagine that Cedar Rapids
well,
wouldn't.
It's because we rule.
Okay.
You know what? The weather sucks in Cedar Rapids right now.
More reason to sit out with a bag full of cake balls and watch Oprah, right?
At your computer.
Yeah.
Play solitaire.
That's right.
You fat loser.
That's right. You can look like Oprah.
But 125 is less than one cake ball. I mean, a cake ball is more than 125 calories.
I think a cake ball is a day's worth of calories.
Yeah, that's why it's so good.
And you think, well, they're so small. I'll eat four of them.
I can eat three.
Yeah.
How many cake balls can you
get? I'll eat them standing up.
Well, that's the
other thing. I can stuff four in my mouth.
Right. How many cake balls can you get in your mouth?
Depends on the size of the cake ball.
But I did that. Had some.
Are cake balls like donut holes?
No.
Oh, no. They're much denser than donut holes.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. You could put an eye out with a cake ball.
Yeah.
You think? Okay. We'll have to look into that. See if we can.
I don't know if they're quite as prevalent as.
Maybe not.
You would have us believe.
Okay. Thought so.
But I'm not saying that they have not regained or gained an increasing amount of popularity.
No. Nobody's calling, so I guess. They're not necessarily authority.
I think we lost them. Yeah.
A Pizza Hut employee in St. Cloud, Minnesota, arrested on suspicion of third-degree burglary after he allegedly broke into his own store and was found FWI. That's frying while intoxicated. According to the police reports, responded to 21-year-old tripped the alarm of the business. Cops arrived to find the restaurant's back door wide open and the store's deep fryer going full tilt. As the employee tried to fry boneless chicken wings, some of which were
Well, strewn across the floor, apparently.
What do you want to bet that the phrase, it's okay, I actually work here, was used?
Probably so. Tested with a breathalyzer, the guy's blood alcohol found to be a 0.22. That's about three times the legal limit. You hate to think that there was hot boiling liquid nearby when
this guy's
blowing a 2-2, but nonetheless. So over the weekend, did you boys hear the audio that we had for the 175th anniversary of the signing of the Texas Declaration of Independence?
We've got audio actually from the signing.
We do.
Really?
Really? From 175 years?
No.
And a little scratchy?
No. We have a drum and bugle corps.
Oh, from Washington on the Brazos.
Right. Playing Pop Goes the Weasel with rifle fire going along at the appropriate place.
No kidding. That's,
here we go. Gunfire.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
Let's do it one more time.
One more time through. Yeah.
Get ready.
Oh, a little early.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I think we got one more shot here. Oh. All right, there you go.
What was the guy saying?
Got a hot load. So, were there dead weasels all around?
Really? I didn't know there was a weasel problem at Washington on the Brazos.
I didn't either.
Apparently there's not now.
But anyway, yeah, Bill Oliver captured that for us, so there you go.
So we know how Bill spent his week.
Making Johnny cake at Washington on the Brazos.
There he is standing there holding up his recorder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, bless his heart.
And it's interesting because the recorders that we have, you know, some of these recorders we have are about the size of a pack of gum.
Exactly.
And,
oh, yeah, but they're quality things.
So he just looked like a guy standing there with his arm in the air.
I don't know. I wasn't there. He sent me the file.
That's
thought it
right.
was interesting. So.
It was sort of a Nebraska salute to Texas independence. You know?
Did you hear about that? I'm just thinking I'm finding the story. A guy went up to the German parliament, outside the German parliament in Berlin. He gave the Nazi salute and was arrested.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, on Friday. Yeah, they remember that kind of stuff. Yeah. That does not go over well.
Yeah, that's not well received at the Reichstag.
No, not at all. Hey, but to go back and revisit something that we had talked about earlier in the last hour, having to do with things that schools are going to do to try to control their budgets. And, you know, here we are grousing about gas, as well we should, and diesel prices and how much they have gone up. I mean, think of how school districts are having to really wrestle with this. Now, they've got some long-term contracts, or they've got some contracts. I don't know how long they are, but they've locked into some prices. Those contracts certainly can run out, and that's a very, very real expense, and that's travel, obviously, picking up boys and girls and taking them home for school and for other athletic events, for instance, or other types of events that they have that are not extracurricular activities. But one of the discussions, and again, Chase said, it's just options that Brian happens to be looking at is the way that they may realign the schools, and Brian High School could end up not being 5A. And part of the sense of that is that obviously College Station will have two high schools, and so that will be two smaller schools. They won't be 5A, and Brian would be odd man out in this. And that's kind of revisiting something that Brian had to struggle with for a couple of decades, and that was that they were the only 5A school anywhere nearby. And Brian pinballed around between Houston area districts, Austin area districts, kind of where they are right now. And then at I don't know for how long, but there was a point in time when Brian was playing district games in Cleburne. And that's a long way off. Now, gas was a lot less expensive then. But as we look at that, and as Harry Francis mentioned, when you feed the players, there's some expense involved there as well. If you could end up having a situation where you had four schools within this area that were about the same size, that could really, number one, increase your gate, and number two, really cut down on your expenses. So, again, it's only one option that they're looking at. But Brian has struggled with this for a long, long time. This is just the latest revisitation to the problem of geography and where Brian was located. And you have to remember that Brian High really was designed, placed at a time when having big was better. Bigger was better at that time. And if I'm not mistaken, Brian High was the largest city in Texas
with one high school for a time. And you thought that that obviously could translate into some sort of dominance in the athletic field. I mean, they certainly looked at it that way. Times have changed, and I think most administrators like the idea of having smaller campuses, therefore smaller numbers of boys and girls that they need to watch over. And it's times have changed. It's just a different situation, and BISD struggles with this. And, again, they're only one of many, many school districts across the state looking at this situation. But it was insightful to have Harry talk about the kind of things that, at least on the athletic side, they're looking at. But know we have some changes coming in all the schools across the state of Texas, as we struggle with this this funding thing. Hey, this ought to make you feel good. Consumer Reports magazine says that new Verizon model of the iPhone suffers from the same antenna problem as its AT&T brother. If you hold the case in a certain way, it causes the phone to drop calls.
Magazine All right.
Yes, sir. Magazine recommending people use a case with the phone, though. So that, and then we had that story last week that if you talk on a cell phone for 50 minutes, can change the enzyme production in your blood, in your brain. It's got to make you feel good. Then you end up becoming a congressman from Oregon who dresses in a tiger outfit. Had to be with us last hour.
Yeah, about. Really?
That's
yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
As of today, OPA has just 34 shows before she signs off.
I thought she's already
Be still
done.
My heart.
Go get you a bucket of cake balls and sit down.
Yeah.
Today,
Opa,
yeah, OPA will be taking over the Kodak Theater in L.A. for her after-Oscar show along with her BBF.
BFF.
BFF, sorry. BFF.
Nice try, though.
Huh? Gail
Close.
King.
Yeah. Then
yeah.
Friday.
She was
it's...
a presenter last night.
Yeah.
Opa
was.
Yeah.
She? Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to. Well, we'll do that next hour. We'll let you talk about the Oscars.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll talk about the
Razzies.
A segment
I don't have to listen to.
Yeah. Oh, did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay. Then Friday, it's back to reruns for the rest of the month until April when she does her last series of shows. So let's all get together and be ready for that as Opa says bye.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the area. Why? We not only offer the best name brand products, we install what we sell.
And this is Scott Razor. We don't just sell flooring for your home, but we offer all types of products for rental property and commercial buildings and offices.
Our knowledgeable flooring consultants have been with us for years, and we continue to train them on the latest products available.
We also offer interest-free financing for our customers. We don't just claim to be the best.
At Carpet Outlet, we prove it every day.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:27. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. How about that wind? It finally died down, but it's picking back up. And, in fact, it's going to switch around to the north, and it's going to get chilly today, or feel chillier, I guess. 72 is the high temperature today with a 20% chance of showers, 43 for a low tonight. Now, the winds will be up 15 to 20 and gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Winds lay back down a little bit tonight, though, as we'll have north winds at 5 to 15 and a low temperature of 43. About 72 and 44 on Tuesday, and a little bit warmer as we creep on through the week. No other mention of rain other than the 20% we have today. Right now, humidity is 20%. What it says, 20%. Winds are from the northwest at 13, gusts up to 21, overcast skies, and currently we have 65 degrees out there.
The Brazos Valley Symphony's season of local connections continues Sunday, March 6th at 5 p.m. as music director Marcelo Busicchi conducts the symphony in this classical master's concert. Bach's Ritter Carr, the haunting strains of Brahms' Third Symphony, and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, featuring piano sensation and winner of the Juanita Miller Concerto competition, Sean Hong, will be performed by the symphony. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit bvso.org or call the MSC box office.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hoping to force a government shutdown, Dingy Harry Reid says he'll bring legislation to the Senate floor to keep the government running at current spending levels for the next month. Sound confusing? That's exactly what Democrats want. Here's what's going on. Last year, Democrats, ignoring their constitutional duty, did not pass a budget. That's because it was an election year. Since then, the government's been running with continuing resolutions, massive spending increases pushed through by Obama, Reid, and Pelosi. Republicans in the House said enough is enough. They passed a new $1.2 trillion spending bill, keep the government running through September, but the bill cuts Democrat spending by a whopping $60 billion. And that's the sticking point. If Dingy Harry and Obama can't keep up their out-of-control spending, they'll shut down the government next week and attempt to blame the Republicans. The Democrats are already trying to scare old people, claiming seniors won't get Social Security checks during the shutdown. It's a blatant lie, by the way. They will. In Wisconsin and Indiana, elected Democrats fled the states rather than deal with balancing the budgets by reining in the unions. In Ohio, liberals are protesting similar union-reining measures. In Washington, Obama and Reid threatened to shut down the government rather than cut spending. So you see what's important to Democrats, spending money that we don't have and catering to unions, not you, not your kids, not a sound economy. Remember that. 2012 will be here before you know it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Paid for by Stansberry & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's end of America, the number 44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's end of America 44.
Has your employment status changed? AMCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss AMCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact AMCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
WTAW News Time, 732, 64 degrees right now at the studios. Lower 70s for a high today, and a cold front moving through will drop us down to the 40s tomorrow morning, so you'll want a jacket to get your Tuesday started. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County jury is back at work this morning after spending the weekend sequestered at a local hotel. The panel was not able to reach a decision in the capital murder trial of Artis Pollard following almost 7 hours of deliberations. The jury has the option of finding Pollard not guilty or convicting him of shooting and killing Terrell McCoy at a home northwest of Bryan in December 2006. If convicted, it carries an automatic life prison sentence because prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty. Not knowing how much less in-state funding the Bryan School District will receive has resulted in three levels of proposed cuts for the next 2 years. The Board of Trustees has been asked to consider making the least severe round. That list totals $4 million over the next 2 years. Now, not being recommended at this time, but still included in the second round of cuts, is rezoning middle and high schools. Bryan High would be reclassified as a 4A school for UIL activities. Athletic Director Harry Francis expects a combination of more revenue plus savings of up to $100,000 a year from taking shorter road trips if the board approves that.
There's a lot of win-win situation to that, is that more of your folks that can't travel see their kids, because you could have more games in town, you know. And some of this is contingent upon the neighbor. You know, I'm not sure what College Station schools will do with their size, but they have been 4A in the past, and they know what that's like. And, you know, today with the budgets and the economies, you just kind of have to look at some things on how you're going to structure your schools. And we sure hate to be hung out into a situation where we're the only person here and we have to travel further, you know, the 5A school.
District officials say 300 students would have to move from Bryan High to Rutter High School, requiring Rutter to expand. But again, that is not happening yet. Under the most severe circumstances, reducing spending by another $3 million, the district would add layoffs and increase property taxes. You can see a copy of the budget-cutting ideas on our website. Just look for this story at WTAW.com. Another piece of the traffic puzzle has been completed at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welburn Road. Starting Tuesday morning, eastbound traffic on Harvey Mitchell will move to the recently completed overpass. Welburn traffic turning to eastbound Harvey Mitchell, both north and southbound, will use newly constructed entrance ramps. There are no changes to Welburn traffic turning west or motorists on Harvey Mitchell going west. While tensions grow in the Middle East, American politicians are having their own problems. Dave McIntyre of the Texas A&M Homeland Security Center says Washington needs to straighten out the federal budget.
We cannot find ourselves in a situation, any family that's spending 40% more than it's making every month is just courting catastrophe. You just can't do that forever. And so we've got to find some economies. And none of them are going to be happy economies because everybody's happy the way it was. Well, of course we're happy. We're living on somebody else's money. But we've got to put our internal financial house in order.
McIntyre says to improve the American economy, we then have to export to countries who are stable enough to buy our goods.
The oil in the Middle East largely goes Europe, Japan, China. Why do we want that to remain stable and flowing? Why do we want Japan to have oil? Well, the last time they were cut off from oil, they mounted an attack on Pearl Harbor. I mean, they're not going to starve. We need the rest of the world to be prosperous, too, if we're going to sell them our stuff.
House Republicans and Senate Democrats continue to disagree over how to keep the government operating after this coming Friday. An unusual escape has been reported by local police. On the lam is Basil. Basil is a dog who took off Friday night from the Brazos Animal Shelter in Bryan. Basil is a dachshund chihuahua mix, black in color with medium to long hair and wearing a black collar with a silver bone-shaped tag. Basil needs to be quarantined to rule out rabies after the dog bit someone. And a Quiz Bowl team of students from Texas A&M has qualified for their first national tournament since 2006. One of the team members is Kyle Kahan. He competed last November on the Jeopardy game show Collegiate Championship.
Like at the last tournament, I found out I was there for this pop culture and sports, mostly because everyone else got the history question before I could. You know, another one of our guys, you know, he's young. He's going to be an awesome Quiz Bowl player. He's only a freshman right now, but when he grows up, he's just going to rock the science categories. And our main guy, he's so good at history and such minute details of history.
Kahan says they're looking for financial support to pay for the trip to Chicago. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find contact information if you'd like to help them out. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 64 degrees right now, and the news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the old saying goes, a tax man cometh, and I will reduce your property tax burden, or you'll owe me nothing. Hi, I'm Brian Stephen, owner of Paramount Property Analyst and licensed property tax consultant in Texas. With my 25 years experience in real estate appraisal, I'll provide you with the best consulting services today. If you're an investor, developer, or homeowner, I can save you money on your property taxes. I work on a contingency fee and have saved my clients hundreds of thousands of dollars. Save money. Call Property Tax Consultants today at 979-485-8537. That's 979-485-8537.
It's often said that actions speak louder than words. And what better example than Car and Driver's take on the BMW 3 Series? They not only named it to their 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row, but their actions followed suit. More Car and Driver staff spent their own money on a 3 Series than any other car. Is it because it's faster and more powerful than the Audi A4, Lexus IS250, or Mercedes C300? Or because BMW includes no-cost maintenance?
or because it delivers a joy that only the ultimate driving machine can. Let your actions decide with a test drive of a 3 Series today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, car and driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Subway is the place that lets you build your better breakfast with all the flavors you choose. Start off with an irresistible steak, egg, and cheese. Then make it your own. Try it with toasty tomato or turn up the zest factor with banana peppers and jalapenos. Maybe Chipotle Southwest sauce for the finishing touch. All on warm and tasty flatbread. It's flat out delicious.
Products may vary. Breakfast available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
That was close.
Guys, come on. He's in here.
Jerry, you better come on out here and give us some of that Subway suck.
Nope.
Well, then, you're never using my stapler again.
I'm not here.
Well, then, you're never, ever, ever allowed to use my trash can basketball hoop.
Big whoop.
Get your own outrageously delicious Subway chicken cordon bleu. Back because you love it. Or try the fiery buffalo chicken and flavorific chicken and bacon ranch. Subway, eat fresh.
Doing some weather now, 7:39. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Call them at 268-ROOF. Or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cold front will move east of the area this morning. That'll take any cloudiness out of the region. We're left with sunshine and breezy conditions. Temperatures 70 to 75. Clear skies are forecast for tonight. Lows near 45. We'll have sunny weather during the day tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be near 45. Looking ahead to Wednesday, we're partly to mostly sunny. Highs on Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie softball team went 3-2 at that Cathedral City Classic in California. They'll be in Starkville in the Bulldog Classic this weekend. We'll talk Aggie basketball as this week closes out the regular season. Yes, Saturday, final games at Reed Arena for both the men and the women. All that and more coming up in sports.
So the softball team goes from Palm Springs or in that general area to
Starkville.
Starkville.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. 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 The,
it's a culture shock, I believe.
Yeah. 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 The scenery out the hotel window will be different, probably.
But, you know, you probably couldn't get moon pies in Cathedral City if you wanted them.
Oh, I don't know.
Not saying that you wanted them, but, yeah, you know,
can't
say for sure. All right. So the Oscars last night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that whole thing?
I said the whole thing.
I mean, when did it end?
It went for about 3:45 and it started at 7:30, so about 10:45.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, about 10:45. They try to get it in 3 hours, but they never.
Was it as boring as everybody thought it was going to be?
You know, they really have to do something about the categories that nobody cares about. Like say, you know, no more acceptance speeches, come up, shake hands and leave and all that. They really do have to do something about that. And you know, director and then the acting categories, let them give longer speeches if they want to, but they really have to cut out the speeches by the technical awards and all. Let them have their time in the spotlight, fine, but I think they should cut those things out.
The Grammy Awards only gave out 10 awards mm-hmm. in their awards show, and that's mm-hmm. probably not a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but anyway, I thought that James Franco and Anne Hathaway did an okay job. I don't think the people who wrote their scripts were real good. A lot of the jokes fell pretty flat, but they did an okay job, and they were young. The problem with this is it started out early, and we're talking about, you know, on the West Coast, we're talking about it started at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Well, it's always done that.
Yeah, it's always done. But the problem is one of the first award winners, this Melissa Leo, who was very good in The Fighter, and she won Best Supporting Actress.
Was she stuck
actress.
In traffic? She didn't get there?
No, she got there, and she accepted her award. And right in the middle of her accepted speech, she let an F-bomb go to the audience. Now it was bleeped out for us, but the lip reading was not difficult at all, and that was just very, very inappropriate. It kind of set a bad tone.
Continuing to talk about it is too. So
well,
what
okay,
else?
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
So who won?
Who won? Well, the King's Speech won Best Picture, yeah, and Colin Firth won Best Actor.
Uh-huh.
And what's her name for The Black Swan? Won the Best Actress.
Natalie Portman. Okay.
That's right. And Christian Bale, who was dead on for Best Supporting Actor, won for The Fighter. He was outstanding. And the aforementioned Melissa Leo won Best Supporting Actor. And the King's Speech director won the Best Director. So those were the major awards.
Okay, there you go. 3:45, that's it. Who won the song? What was the song? Come on, what was the song?
It was Randy Newman, who has been nominated 20 times.
Can he still not sing?
And yeah, he's been nominated 20 times, yeah. And this was just his second Oscar.
Yeah, but he can't hold a note in a bucket, but that's, you know,
no, but,
he's
but,
a composer.
But he's unique.
That's right.
You know, he's unique, you know. I got a friend in you. I still listen. I got that on my iPod. Oh,
you got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
He did Short People. I don't care for him, okay? Go on with himself. All right, so here it is Monday. So how's your Monday going so far? You all right on this? Men's Health Magazine has put out a list. By the way, we all know people who look like those folks who are on the cover at Men's Health, right? I mean, sure, they're walking the streets every
See
day.
See one in the mirror every morning.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, they said, well, we've discovered if you really want to make an entire city mad, all you have to do is rank them among the 100 cities of something that they don't like and put the results in a national magazine. It happens every month. Well, we finally decided to come up with the angriest town in America. So they have put together a list of the 100 angriest cities in America. Now, this is what they did. They used, statistically, they came up with, number one, the number of aggravated assaults per capita, got that from the FBI. The number of people with high blood pressure, got that from the CDC. The amount of time spent during rush hour, got that from the Texas Transportation Institute. And the number of anger management specialists per capita. So, number one, yeah, Detroit. They are the angriest city, and after all, think about it, they've got every reason to. Number two is Baltimore. Number three is St. Petersburg, Florida, for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they fit in there? Number four is Vegas. I guess they're angry people because they lost money. Newark, Charleston, then Dallas and Houston. Dallas and Houston. I think that's got to be commute time that we're looking at. Other Texas cities that made the list after Dallas and Houston came Fort Worth. Fort Worth was like 16th on the list. Then comes El Paso, way down at 23rd on the list. Lubbock? Why is Lubbock on the list?
Because you're in Lubbock.
You wake up every morning knowing you're in Lubbock?
Knowing you're in Lubbock. Walk outside, you take a deep breath.
Yeah, Lubbock. Still Lubbock.
Yep. Lubbock's not a bad place.
Right, but Lubbock
not a good place either.
For people who want to live there, it's great. Yeah. I don't understand why you want to, but... You know, one of my kids just thinks West Texas is tremendous, and if you like it, go for it.
Well,
that's
see, for
fine.
Me, if you like West Texas, I'd rather live in Amarillo. It's just a better-looking town.
Well, but the weather's not. Yeah, well, that's true. It is a better-looking town. San Antonio after that, then Plano. Matter of fact, Lubbock, San Antonio, and Plano all glommed together right there. Then Austin.
Of course.
Austin should be among the happiest cities.
Well,
it makes all the good lists.
And they are. They're in the second half there. Then below that is Corpus Christi, and then, strangely, Laredo. Laredo is the happiest city in... Texas,
the whole
apparently.
USA?
Well, in Texas.
Yeah, they're the half-happiest girl.
Okay, here are the half-happiest four in America. Number one is Burlington, Vermont. Number two is...
Where they make sweaters and stuff.
Yeah, and hemp and...
Number two...
They are happy.
Figure this one out for me. The number two happiest...
Chemically induced happiness.
Number two happiest city in America would be Lincoln, Nebraska.
Huh.
Wow. Number three would be Fargo, North Dakota.
Man, that's too cold to be out.
Yeah, if you're indoors.
Yeah, and number four would be, would you stay away from wood chippers? And number four would be Colorado Springs.
Don't you know?
Yeah, those are your happy cities. Those would be the happy places. But, you know, the thing is, we're not even in the group, which is fine. I mean, you think about it. And I know you're sitting...
We got enough people moving here as it is. We don't need to be on any list to track more.
You're sitting in traffic right now during your
How's
Bryan
that?
College
Did that
station.
Turn a curmudgeon corner with that statement?
That was good. That was very well again.
Get out of my yard.
Shh, don't tell them we're here. But, you know, now if you want to come in and bring your tax money, we like that. And see, and that's the other thing that's so nice is people send their children here and they dump money into our economy and, you know, they don't come on except on parents' weekends and stuff like that. So, you know, it works out very nicely. But as you're sitting in your College Station Brian Rush moments right now, you know, where you're having to wait through three cycles in the traffic light, just remember you're not living in any of those places,
mm-hmm.
which That in itself should be enough to bring a smile to your face.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures. Some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
If you're married, you know that men and women are wired differently. This means even the most happily married couples are going to butt heads from time to time. Just ask my wife. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Dr. Harold Arnold has developed a great tool to help couples overcome their communication challenges. It's called GRACE, the acrostic G-R-A-C-E. Here's how it works. The G in GRACE means give your spouse the benefit of the doubt. When conflict arises, keep calm and don't assume your spouse is trying to push your buttons. R means risk being honest. Dr. Arnold says that without trust, spouses tend to protect themselves by not being vulnerable. As husbands and wives, we need to take the risk of sharing our needs with one another. Next, the A in GRACE is a reminder to accept your spouse's feelings at face value. Take time to listen. If your spouse is angry, try to understand why. C is for complain without criticizing. Wives, being honest with your husband doesn't mean you have to tear him down in the process. And husbands, if you're frustrated with something your wife is doing, say so, but don't make it personal. This is one I'm working on all the time. The E in GRACE is for embracing your differences. You and your spouse will never see everything eye to eye, and that's okay. Husbands and wives will always face communication challenges, but those challenges are not insurmountable. All it takes is a little grace. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Nobody really likes to travel that much for work.
5-hour plane travel, followed by getting to the actual meeting.
Put meetings in their place with GoToMeeting. With one click, GoToMeeting lets you hold online meetings from anywhere. Hold unlimited online meetings with integrated phone and VoIP conferencing.
I saved a day's worth of travel, probably $1,000 worth of expenses. It's one of those tools we can't live without.
GoToMeeting is easy, and you can try it free for 45 days if you use the promo code EASY. Visit GoToMeeting.com and enter promo code EASY.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Are rates going up? Are they going down? You know, no one really knows. But at Quicken Loans, we've got an amazing way to protect you from that uncertainty. It's our new Quicken Loans Rate Drop Advantage program. Simply close a loan with us, and then, if rates happen to drop within the next 3 years, you have the option to refinance, and we'll cover a majority of your closing fees. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-8011 or go to quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
One more time, good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville. Let's take a final look at sports, and let's talk baseball first. The Gonzaga Zags got pitcher Ross Hales early yesterday at Olsen Field, put up a couple of runs on four hits, and that paved the way for Gonzaga to hand A&M its first baseball loss of the year at Olsen Field. It was the Zags' first win of the year. They doubled up A&M 6-3, got a three spot in the middle innings. The Zags also got two home runs and out-hit A&M 12-8. A&M had taken the first two games of the series, 1-0 in extra innings Friday, and then 4-2 on Saturday. But Ross Hales After a good outing the first weekend of the season, had some problems yesterday. Here's Rob Childress. Coming up.
Bad outing.
I don't know if he's got a little bit of dead arm or what. I mean, he's 78 to 83 miles an hour and wasn't able to get his fastball to his glove side. Doesn't matter how hard he's throwing, but if he's able to get that fastball in, he's got a chance to keep him honest. And wasn't able to do that. I thought Parrott came in and tried to give us a hold, did a pretty good job. And, you know, we don't catch a fly ball in a tough wind there in the fifth, and they're able to score three rather than one. And, you know, and then I thought Joaquin did a really nice job, give us a chance to fight and get back into it. Woody came in and got a big hit for us and just weren't able to get that next big hit.
Aggies will host UT Pan American tomorrow night and Wednesday afternoon before going to Houston for the Minute Maid Classic this weekend. Aggie basketball team has dropped the season series to the Baylor Bears. Baylor wins in Waco on Saturday. Final score 58-51. The Aggies not really in this one. The Bears never led by double digits until just over 2 minutes remaining in the game. A&M did cut the lead to 2 points with 9 minutes left, but then Baylor went on a 14-4 run right after that. It was A&M's sixth loss of the year, and they are still in third place in the Big 12 with 2 games to play before the Big 12 tournament. They are a game ahead of Missouri and Kansas State. They'll play at co-leader Kansas on Wednesday before coming home to host Texas Tech on Saturday night. Baylor keeps their NCAA hopes alive. They're still considered a bubble team now at 7-7 in the conference. In the Big 12, did you see the Colorado-Texas game? What an amazing comeback. Colorado was down by 22 points with 5 minutes left in the first half. Yeah, it was 43-21. Well, they catch and they beat fifth-ranked Texas, 91-89 in Boulder. It was the Horns' second straight Saturday road loss in the Big 12, and they drop back into a tie with Kansas. Kansas beat Oklahoma. On the national scene, number one Duke fell to unranked Virginia Tech, so there'll be a new number one. Look for it to be either Ohio State or Kansas or a split vote on that. A&M women's basketball team went to Austin yesterday looking for their 10th straight win over the Longhorns, and they got it, but it was not easy and it was not pretty. Final score, A&M wins it 68-65. They led by 15 at half, but it was all Texas in the second half. After the game, associate head coach Vic Schaefer.
Boy, their second half was awfully good, and I know they'll certainly show that one over and over and preach to them, because their energy the second half and our lack of energy the second half certainly was very glaring, I think, to everybody.
Still, it was a win. Danielle Adams got 26 points, including the Aggies' only three-pointer of the game. A lot of missed jump shots for Texas A&M, but Adams was there for a lot of those for the second half. Second chance points, picking up the rebound and putting it right back in.
They were playing me, they were in front of me, so I knew it was my teammate shot it, then I can go get the offensive rebound, which I did. Got fouled on a couple of them, but that's what I'm there to do. I'm there to rebound my teammate's shots if I can.
Aggies will close the regular season this week at Kansas State on Wednesday and then home with Nebraska on Saturday afternoon. Women's Big 12 play yesterday in Norman, Oklahoma. A potential winning layup by Danielle Robinson at the buzzer sat on the rim and fell the wrong way for Oklahoma, and Baylor survived against the Sooners 82-81. A&M men's track team are the Big 12 indoor champions. They got bigger fish to fry, though, as they host the NCAA indoor meet March 11th and 12th, trying to add the indoor championship to 2 straight outdoor championships. They win their first indoor title of any kind since the old Southwest Conference days in 1980. Aggie women had won this Big 12 championship 4 years in a row, but they finished second to Nebraska this time. Aggie softball team beat Northwestern 9-1 Saturday to finish 3-2 at the Cathedral City Classic in California. They lost to number 7 Washington and number 1 Georgia while beating Long Beach, Ohio State, and Northwestern. A&M is 12-5 for the year and will play in the Bulldogs Classic in Starkville this weekend. The Eagle is reporting that new A&M consolidated football coach and campus athletic coordinator could be recommended to the school board this week. Superintendent Dr. Eddie Colson will pick the final candidate and make the recommendation of the person who will replace Jim Slaughter, who starts his new job tomorrow as the head of the San Angelo ISD Athletics. The report said that there are as many as 19 applicants for the job, and that longtime defensive coordinator Ray Cavanaugh has confirmed that he has applied. Colson told the paper that a district-wide interim athletic director will be named this spring. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville. For awards and more at 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
It's your chance to sample over 30 local restaurants in one place with one ticket. The BCS Chamber of Commerce presents the Epicurean Extravaganza Tuesday, March 8th. Local restaurants are ready for you to sample their signature dishes inside the Brazos County Expo Complex.
City College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a battle raging for control of Libya.
These militia and these troopers, they come from Gaddafi. They shoot these people by heavy guns.
He's a Libyan describing the regime's attempt to quell a growing rebellion. Europe is united against Gaddafi. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yeah, the European Union agreeing to sanctions, which Germany's foreign minister says send a message.
To the dictator in Libya that the international community stands united.
Guido Westerwelle, there is an arms embargo, a freeze of Gaddafi regime assets, and a ban on selling equipment that might be used for oppression. Secretary of State Clinton, meanwhile, in Geneva, arguing today pressure should be directed so that Libya's security forces ditch Gaddafi from within. Dave?
Alistair, in Wisconsin, protesters won't leave where Senate Democrats won't go, the state capitol. The bill to restrict public union collective bargaining still held up. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has this live.
And Dave, all those protesters were supposed to leave yesterday afternoon.
You are going immediately via the state street exit.
But not everybody left. They stood their ground. The Capitol Police backed down, deciding to allow protesters to camp out. Several hundred did just that. The building is reopening at this hour, and police say protesters will not be allowed to bring any bedrolls or backpacks into the Capitol, Dave.
And Todd, the Oscar goes to
The King's Speech,
winning 4 Academy Awards. Fox News Radio Sabrina Sabah was there, now live in Los Angeles.
Dave, The King's Speech winning for Best Picture, Best Director, Original Screenplay, and Best Actor in Colin Firth. Also honored in the lead actress category on the ABC show, Natalie Portman for her starring role in Black Swan.
My most important role of my life.
Supporting acting Oscars went to Melissa Leo and Christian Bale for The Fighter. Dave?
Sabrina, we were making more, but we're not eager to spend it. American incomes rose 1% last month thanks to a payroll tax cut, but consumer spending up just 0.2%, the smallest gain since June. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
You know, the people over at Suddenlink are not only about service and great products, but they're also about saving you money. And that's why they've got this great deal. You can enjoy this best deal, Suddenlink home phone service, for $25 per month. And that price is good for 5 years when you bundle. Yeah, at Suddenlink, we've got easy, and they're not afraid to use it. You can make the easy switch to Suddenlink phone, and that saves you up to $360 a year. We've talked about the phone service. You get reliable phone service. This is a landline phone. Customers have a choice of home phone service, and it's easy to switch and save. You keep your current phone number. Popular calling features are all included. Unlimited local and U.S. long distance. Quality crystal clear. There's never a problem with the connection. And as always, there's no contract required. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. They just come in there. They hook it up to your modem. And you're all done. That's all it takes. I've had it for about 4 or 5 years now, and I rely on it all the time. It's cheap, it's home phone service, and you never one time have to worry about what time of day you're calling, who you're calling, or how long you talk. You have nothing to lose, so call Suddenlink today at 1-800-915-1866. And remember, $25 a month for 5 years when you bundle. Bundle with the internet and bundle with the digital TV with the DVR and the video on demand. So call Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866.
AA, MCO. Visit Aggie-owned and operated AMCO on Brentwood Drive across from Gold's Gym. If there is any question about your transmission or any other problems with your vehicle, let the guys with 75 years combined experience at AMCO check it out. AMCO now offers complete car care like air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, and diagnostic checks. See AMCO on Brentwood or call 695-AMCO. AMCO Transmissions. AA, MCO. 695-2262.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Prosperity Bank, and Tom Light Chevrolet. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 63 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today as we head toward a high in the lower 70s. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The weekend was spent in a local hotel for Brazos County jurors contemplating the fate of a Brenham man charged with capital murder. The panel deliberated nearly 7 hours on Friday before District Judge J.D. Langley suspended proceedings until this morning. Artis Pollard is accused of killing Terrell McCoy in a December 2006 shooting at a home northwest of Bryan. The jury has the option of either finding Pollard not guilty or convicting him of capital murder, which in this case carries an automatic life prison sentence because prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty. Bryan School Board has been given 3 lists of budget-cutting ideas depending on how much less in state money is appropriated. Staff has recommended to trustees a plan to cut at least $4 million over the next 2 years, most of it occurring next year. At the next level, but not recommended at this time, would include rezoning middle and high schools, allowing Bryan High to be reclassified as 4A for UIL purposes. Athletic Director Harry Francis estimates minimum savings from taking shorter road trips at between $50,000 and $100,000 a year.
I think 50% of our travel cost, whether it's a bus or a meal that we feed the children, I think you can say that we'll save 50% in that area alone. From gate revenue, that's to be determined. But, of course, when you play more games in town, you make more money. And, obviously, without having to possibly rent facilities, I don't know if we'd have to go back to Kyle Field because all this could change with the crosstown showdowns and all that. If you have 4 local teams in the future, if that's ever in the plans, that you end up having 4 in town plus the others, then gate revenue is going to go up quite a bit as well for all your contests throughout the year.
At least 300 Bryan High students would have to move to Rutter High School, requiring an expansion of the Rutter campus. The most severe budget reduction plan for the district would knock out another $3 million for a total cut of more than $9 million. But those recommendations include layoffs and higher taxes. A copy of the budget cutting ideas plus extended conversations with district officials are available on our website, WTAW.com. Drivers at Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway will have a new obstacle starting Tuesday morning. TxDOT says eastbound traffic on Harvey Mitchell will move to the newly constructed overpass. Welborn traffic, both north and southbound, will use newly built entrance ramps to access eastbound Harvey Mitchell. There are no changes to westbound Harvey Mitchell or turning off Welborn to go west. Friday is the latest deadline for Congress and the President to handle future federal spending. The impact includes developments in the Middle East, it says Dave McIntyre of the Texas A&M Homeland Security Center. McIntyre says something has to give when the U.S. already has military, diplomatic, and humanitarian efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan and is observing what's going on in Egypt and other neighboring countries.
And keep taxes down to get our economy rerun. We're in a tough spot. Now I'm not telling you the sky is falling. I don't think the world's going to end tomorrow. I'm just describing that, you know, from time to time, events kind of conspire against you, and we've reached a point where an awful lot of diplomatic, military, informational, intelligence, and economic issues are all kind of conspiring against us at the same time. This will not be an easy passage for the next several years.
You can hear more from McIntyre on the interview page of WTAW.com. Local law enforcement remain on the lookout for an escapee from the weekend. This is an escapee from the Brazos Animal Shelter. Police say a Chihuahua Dachshund mix named Basil took off Friday night from the shelter on Finfeather in Bryan. The reason why law enforcement's involved is the dog needs to be quarantined to rule out rabies after biting someone. Basil is black with medium to long hair and was wearing a black collar with a silver bone-shaped tag. And you may recall a Texas A&M student competing last November in the Jeopardy Collegiate Championships. Kyle Kahan is now part of the A&M Quiz Bowl team that can participate in a national tournament if they find enough financial support to help them get to Chicago.
I'm not the best member on our Quiz Bowl team by far. One of our new guys who's a PhD student, he's incredible at this. We have a guy who is part of a community college team that went to nationals last year. Everyone just has their own pace, because that's the best way to study the Quiz Bowl. Just go at your own pace.
Kahan says the Intercollegiate Championship Tournament, which starts April 9th, is A&M's first trip to a national Quiz Bowl since 2006. Information on how you can help out is available with this story at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 63 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power. And at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Hey, it's 810, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cold front will move east of the area this morning. That'll take any cloudiness out of the region. We're left with sunshine and breezy conditions, temperatures 70 to 75. Clear skies are forecast for tonight, lows near 45. We'll have sunny weather during the day tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows will be near 45. Looking ahead to Wednesday, we're partly to mostly sunny. Highs on Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:11. Guys, have you heard? This is monumental. Actually, Chase, this would affect you more than it would me or Tom.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know if you guys know that they're gonna get rid of these incandescent light bulbs. Have you heard about them?
I've heard.
They're gonna make us use those little squiggly things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That, by the way, have mercury in them.
Yeah.
Which is not safe. Just so you know.
And they don't put off as much light.
I had to replace one the other day, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to start writing the date on there.
Yeah.
I had to
my mattress.
Yeah. I had to do like one of those
Scott's
lights.
Scott's flipping his light bulbs. Yeah.
Yeah, really. One of those lights that goes outside, you know, like an outdoor light. Mm-hmm. And I used a little squiggly thing there. I mean, yeah. It's got a It's got a diffuser on it, so it looks like a regular light bulb, but anyhow. But for nearly 50 years, young girls have been baking tasty glomps of cake with 100-watt incandescent light bulbs.
Yep. I know exactly where you're going with this.
But thanks to a law phasing those bulbs out, the Easy Bake Oven will be getting a makeover. According to the Chicago Tribune, Hasbro will launch the Easy Bake Ultimate Oven featuring a bulb-free heating element in the fall of 2011. In 07, as you know, lawmakers passed the Energy Independence and Security Act.
Everything's security.
Now, wait, an independence? Oh, by the way, you can't buy those kind of bulbs anymore. What kind of independence is that? Or maybe you have to go to independence to buy them. Is that what it is?
No, what it is you're free to buy other bulbs because we are securing you from those nasty incandescent ones.
That's right. Beside calling for better efficiency in cars, the law requires 25% greater efficiency in most light bulbs and the phasing out of the standard incandescent bulb by 2014. EPA says if every home in U.S. America changed just one bulb, Tom, you can come over to my house and change a bulb if you'd like.
Sure.
Swapping an incandescent bulb for a CFL, that's a little curly-Q thing, would save enough energy to light more than 3 million homes over the lifetime of bulbs, yada, yada, yada.
I am the only one that likes those bulbs. I like them.
They're okay.
I have no problem with them.
You think they put off as much light?
Yes.
For the same? Really?
Yes. They're just slow to warm up. Takes them a long time to warm up.
Oh, kind of like introducing the starting lineup at Reed Arena. It just sort of
takes a while to warm up.
Are you saying that I take too long to do the starting lineups?
Well, no, for the light to come back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
You're going personal with that.
Yeah, really. I was like, wow, you're getting dirty with this. Let me take the gloves off here.
As for the Easy Bake, it'll be getting more than just a new source of heat for its brownies. Hasbro says it will also offer an extensive assortment of new mixes.
And those are expensive.
Well, and the cakes suck. But aside from that,
it's not about the quality of the cake. It's
the idea that your little
said the father of the one who didn't have a little girl,
that your little daffodil was able to make, you know. So, well, no, guys, kids do it, boys do it too, so it's all right. Anyway,
really,
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what kind of heating element they use.
Look, unless your daddy's Emeril Lagasse, I don't know if your baby boy needs to be using no Easy Bake Oven now.
See the top of his head. Bam! What are you doing down there on the floor? Bam! Okay, all right. Bill McGuire's here. We'll take a phone call because we just don't know what they might say. Hello.
Hey, as for the technology on those CFL bulbs, it's gotten better. Now they got a new technology out that's called an instant on. It doesn't take nearly as long to warm up. So
What do you give for those things, though, right? I mean, they're pretty expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, the technology is being driven down, like VCRs and DVD players, all that good stuff. So,
the problem that you have, and I understand it. I'm not arguing this point at all, but I think the problem that everybody has is that they're being foisted upon us, and nobody likes that. Yeah. Nobody likes to feel like that you have no options.
But see, I'm like Tom. I'm kind of with you because here's what happened: is I went out and bought like a 4-pack of those things.
Yeah.
You know, like 3 years ago when they cost $87 or something.
Yeah, I bought a 12-pack.
And just yesterday, I put the last one in. So,
see, I still got like four left.
Hello?
The other thing about those CFL bulbs is that if one goes out on its own, it can smoke. And it did in my office. I had to evacuate the office for the day.
Really? Interesting. Oh,
sweet.
Thank
free
you.
Day off.
Oh. All right. Well, I got one in my garage, my closet, and my washroom.
Okay.
And that's the only places because, you know, bright light is not as necessary in those rooms.
I put one in a lamp, which it really does. But, you know, I do.
I modified the headlights on my truck.
You have some CFL stories, Bill?
Yeah? No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I put them in the ones that are hard to reach.
I did have a story about the Canadian Football League, but I think that's inappropriate.
Okay, yeah, probably so. All right, so anyway, Bill McGuire is here this morning for the Better Business Bureau. What do you got for us?
Hey, Scott, I thought I'd bring in a couple of stories of things that happened just this last week here in our local area. First off, we had a lady who called from in the county, and she'd received a letter notifying her that she had won $250,000 in the Switzerland sweepstakes.
Of course.
And she also got a check with that for $4,989. She was pretty sure it wasn't true and decided to call the BBB just to find out what the deal was. The check appeared to be drawn off of Citibank and claimed to be an official check. The letter explained that she needed to pay the government tax and insurance by Western Union in the amount of $2,987 directly to the tax agent. She was instructed to do nothing with the check until she called the claim agent within 5 business days. There was a man's name listed to call and an international phone number to the UK, United Kingdom, for those of you who don't know what the UK is. And had she called, she probably would have been instructed to deposit the check for the $4,989 to her bank account and wire the $2,987 to the tax agent. And then a few days later, her bank would have contacted her and said, hey, that check you deposited wasn't any good. It was a fake. And she would have been out $2,987. Thankfully, she called the BBB first, and that's what we want them to do. We suggested if she really wanted to know about that check, she'd take it to the bank, and they'd be able to tell her whether it was a fake check or not. As it turns out, and you know this as well as everybody else listening, it was a fake check. The letter did point out that her name had been chosen randomly by the computers, and they had selected 100,000 names because she didn't enter this sweepstakes. And I just want to point out that what the Federal Trade Commission cautions consumers of, and that is if you play a foreign lottery or sweepstakes through the mail or over the phone, you're violating federal law. That's one really good reason not to fool with that stuff.
Yeah, good idea.
And then if you purchase one foreign lottery ticket, you can expect many more bogus offers for lottery or investment opportunities because your name's going to go on a sucker's list, and that's what they sell to these telemarketers. So when you get all those little calls, that's why. You keep your credit card and bank account information to yourself because scam artists often ask for them during an unsolicited sales pitch. Finally, the FTC advises you to ignore mail and phone solicitations for foreign lottery or sweepstakes promotions. If you receive what looks like lottery material from a foreign country, give it to your local postmaster. The other thing we had, and we had a couple of phone calls on this, Scott, and then one gentleman told me about this at the Home and Garden show this weekend, and that was that people in our area are receiving letters from a company called ACT. And ACT just wants to notify people that they may be owed a refund because they may have been overcharged when their loan on their mortgage was refinanced. Refunds vary, but can range from $1,500 to $7,800. See, there's a lot of maybes going on in here. You can call their toll-free number and have an analysis to determine refund eligibility and interest reduction options with no refinancing required. By the way, they kindly let you know that you should disregard this notice if you've already received an interest reduction or payment refund. They tell you in very much smaller print that the information they found already is available through public records, and that this is not a mortgage modification offer, nor does it constitute a refund or interest reduction. Finally, they say that certain conditions apply, and the BBB was not able to pull up the company by the name given, but was successful with the toll-free number, which brought up a company in Draper, Utah, by the name of Accelerated Equity and Development Incorporated, which is not a BBB-accredited business, though they do have a rating of A+. Their business review indicates the contact people, that their company is classified as mortgage brokers, and that they've had 3 complaints over the last 36 months that have come to the BBB. All 3 complaints were resolved in about 4.5 days each. One was an advertising issue, and 2 others were billing or collection. It also showed their other name as being ACT. They've been in business about 12 years and have a working website. One of our callers did call the toll-free number, and she was told that if they paid a $149 fee, and I think that's the certain conditions apply part, the company would be more than happy to perform the analysis on their mortgage loan. Bottom line is that this company is not promising you anything. They want to charge you for doing a little bit of work on your behalf just to see if you were overcharged. They do not make it clear how you would receive a refund or interest reduction of their analysis if you were overcharged. Since three people in our area have already been contacted by these letters, the BBB is sure others will receive them too. We just want to let you know about it. They're in our database. They do have a good rating, but just remember, there still are no free lunches. So, I mean, if people want to find out about it, they can always check with the BBB first. We're on the web at www.brian.bbb.org, or they can call us at 979-260-2222.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. That's Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau here on Alternate Mondays on WTAW.
Don't miss Dancing for the Health of It. Over 15 local celebrity dance teams will compete to raise funds and awareness for Health for All, which provides free medical care for the low-income, medically uninsured right here in the Brazos Valley. Come on out to the Brazos Expo Center Friday, April 15th at 6 o'clock. Tickets are $50 each. More information can be found at www.hlth4all.org or call 979-575-4496.
Hey, folks over at Amish Furnished for Generations, want to remind you, Kent is headed out to the show soon. That means right now it's pre-show sale time, but you need to hurry, and you can save 10 to 30% on select items throughout the store. He's clearing the floor out so he can make room for the new items that he'll be bringing back, because he's going to the show. Now, this gives you an opportunity to save that 10 to 30%. Plus, you can save 10% off all new orders. And you know the story from Amish Furniture for Generations. Custom orders are available. You can choose the stain that you want on the wood that you want. There's cherry, there's solid oak, there's maple. And you can even choose your own fabric. So you really can customize and custom build that piece of furniture. And the furniture itself, bench built by one craftsman. No veneer, no particle board ever in the pieces at Amish Furniture for Generations. It is furniture that's handmade by Amish craftsmen. That part's always true, so what's special now is the savings that you get. Save 10 to 30% on select items throughout the store. Kent clearing the store out to make room as he goes off to the show. And again, save 10% on all new orders that you get. Hurry in for great selections. Amish Furniture for Generations, East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. They're located next to Tuesday Morning.
Aggie Reports brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital's an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Today's Aggie Report in a moment. Are you a weekend warrior? Then you'll be interested in the 16-game weekend package that includes every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday home game, including Texas and Baylor for Aggie baseball. Don't miss a single pitch. As an added bonus, call the Holiday Inn Aggieland to receive a special rate when purchasing the Weekend Warrior package. To purchase the Weekend Warrior plan, visit AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. The season's underway. Aggie baseball, this is home. Well, tonight's our final Aggie Hour. Head coach Mark Turgeon's going to talk 1 hour of Texas A&M basketball. Aggie Hoops on the air tonight over the Aggie Radio Network, over many of these same stations where you hear this show each day. We'll be on the air from 7 until 8. We're at Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. You're invited to come by and join the coach for the show. Lots of questions are asked by the folks there at the program. Get a lot of insights. For instance, this question was in response to what the team does on home games when they're here at home versus what they do on the road. Mark Turgeon.
Well, we feed them the night before. We have curfew. They stay in their rooms. Coach Kirk checks curfew. If they have class, they go to class the next day. If they have study hall, they go to study hall. And then we have shoot around usually around 2:15 for a 7 o'clock game. Then we have pregame meal at 3. So they stay busy. I actually like the routine of it on the at home. On the road, we've actually implemented study hall this year on the road, day of the game, which has really helped. So we have shoot around, let them rest for a little bit, study hall right before pregame meal, have pregame, then they relax and get ready for the game.
Have you always done it that way?
Yeah, we've had study hall, but we've done it every trip this year. We didn't do it Saturday because we had a 12:30 game, and you know, just got up and ate breakfast and head over to the gym a little bit early. We didn't have a shoot around Saturday, which I normally do, but I just, with the Colorado game and that game, I just didn't feel like we should get them out of bed at 7:30 and go have a shoot around. So we didn't do that. We let them sleep a little bit more.
A&M head basketball coach Mark Turgeon. The show airs tonight, 7 until 8, our final Aggie Hour at Wings and More on University Drive. 7 to 8 tonight, also heard locally on WTAW, 1620 AM, our flagship station. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a six-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Well, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's time for Heritage Highlights on Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville, and this is Fran Lamb.
Pioneering teacher Anna Pettibaker was born in Virginia in 1861. She made Texas history come alive by sprinkling it with the most interesting stories. Anna wrote the first Texas history textbook used by four decades of Texas students. Daughter of a Baptist minister, Anna arrived in Texas with her family at age 17. She won a competitive scholarship to attend the New Normal Institute in Huntsville. In 1880, after a year of instruction, she graduated with a teacher's certificate. The first tax-supported school opened in Bryan in 1880 under the name of Bryan Grade School at the site of present-day Fannin Elementary. Only seven grades comprised the student body that first year. By 1884, 10 grades occupied the school, and the first graduating class of Bryan High School in that year was composed of three girls. Anna Pennybacker was one of the first teachers in the Bryan Grammar School, where her stories won smiles and acclaim from the students. But Anna had larger horizons in her sights. When her husband was hired as superintendent of Tyler Schools in 1884, he appointed Anna to be history teacher and principal at Central High, a post that she filled there for 9 years. In 1888, she published a new history of Texas for schools, complete with illustrations, footnotes, and teaching guides. The book found its way into classrooms throughout the state. The Texas legislature responded by adopting it as the official text for public schools. Following her husband's death in 1899, Anna moved with her three young children to Austin. From here, she became increasingly involved in the Woman's Club movement. She headed the State Federation of Women's Club from 1901 to 1903 and rose to president of the National Federation in 1912. A frequent keynote speaker at various fundraisers, Anna embraced causes such as child welfare, immigrant status, women's suffrage, and the Chautauqua Women's Club. A pacifist and friend of Eleanor Roosevelt, Anna Pennybacker was an associate member of the Democratic National Committee. Her 14-year friendship with Mrs. Roosevelt was based on mutual interest in the advancement of women, world peace, and the Democratic Party. Anna supported the Great War reluctantly. Afterwards, she set her goal on international peace and disarmament by working as a special correspondent to the League of Nations. At the age of 76, still devoted to education, Anna gave the commencement address for Houston's combined high school graduation, the first woman ever to do so. She passed away in 1938 in Austin. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights, brought to you by the Brazos Heritage Society. Funding is graciously provided by the Brazos County Historical Commission. To learn more about the Brazos Heritage Society, visit our website at www.brazosheritage.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb. And next Monday, of course, another edition of Heritage Highlight. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law,
846-9608. WTAW News Time, 831, 64 degrees right now as we head to a high of about 72 today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. They sell and service fun, not tractors, across from Ducky's on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County jury is back at work this morning after spending the weekend sequestered at a local hotel. The panel was not able to reach a decision in the capital murder trial of Artis Pollard following almost 7 hours of deliberations. The jury has the option of finding Pollard not guilty or convicting and sentencing him to life in prison for the shooting death of Terrell McCoy at a home northwest of Bryan in December 2006. The death penalty has not been sought. Not knowing how much less in state funding the Bryan School District will receive has resulted in three levels of proposed cuts for the next 2 years. The Board of Trustees has been asked to consider making the least severe round. Bryan High would be reclassified as a 4A school for UIL activities in the second tier of cuts, but those are not being recommended at this time. Still, Athletic Director Harry Francis expects a combination of more revenue plus savings of up to $100,000 a year if Bryan was able to take shorter road trips.
There's a lot of win-win situation to that, is that more of your folks that can't travel see their kids, because you could have more games in town, you know. And some of this is contingent upon the neighbor. You know, I'm not sure what College Station schools will do with their size, but they have been 4A in the past, and they know what that's like. And, you know, today with the budgets and the economies, you just kind of have to look at some things on how you're going to structure your schools. And we sure hate to be hung out into a situation where we're the only person here and we have to travel further, you know, the 5A school.
District officials say 300 students would have to move from Bryan High to Rutter High School, requiring Rutter to expand. Out of the most severe circumstances, reducing spending by another $3 million, the district would add layoffs and increase property taxes. You can see a copy of the budget-cutting ideas, plus hear extended conversations with Bryan school officials online at WTAW.com. Another piece of the traffic puzzle has been completed at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welborn Road. Starting Tuesday morning, eastbound traffic on Harvey Mitchell will move to the recently completed overpass. Welborn traffic turning to eastbound Harvey Mitchell, both north and southbound, will use newly constructed entrance ramps. There are no changes to Welborn traffic turning west or motorists on Harvey Mitchell going west. While tensions grow in the Middle East, American politicians are having their own problems. Dave McIntyre of Texas A&M's Homeland Security Department says Washington needs to straighten out the federal budget.
We cannot find ourselves in a situation, any family that's spending 40% more than it's making every month is just courting catastrophe. You just can't do that forever. And so we've got to find some economies, and none of them are going to be happy economies because everybody's happy the way it was. Well, of course we're happy. We're living on somebody else's money. But we've got to put our internal financial house in order.
McIntyre says to improve the American economy, we then have to export to countries who are stable enough to buy our goods. An unusual escape has been reported by local police. On the lam is Basil. It's a dog who took off Friday night from the Brazos Animal Shelter in Bryan. Basil is a dachshund Chihuahua mix, black in color with medium to long hair and wearing a black collar with a silver bone-shaped tag. Basil needs to be quarantined to rule out rabies after the dog bit someone. A Quiz Bowl team of students from Texas A&M has qualified for their first national tournament since 2006. One of the members, Kyle Kahan, competed last November on Jeopardy's Collegiate Championship.
Like at the last tournament, I found out I was there for this pop culture and sports, mostly because everyone else got the history question before I could. You know, another one of our guys, you know, he's young. He's going to be an awesome Quiz Bowl player. He's only a freshman right now. But when he grows up, he's just going to rock the science categories. And our main guy, he's so good at history and such minute details of history.
Kahan says they're looking for financial support to pay for the trip to Chicago. On our website at WTAW.com is contact information if you want to help the Quiz Bowl team. WTAW News Time is 8:35, 64 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has what you need when you need it. For riding off-road to work, hunt, or play, there's a Polaris ATV or side-by-side built for you. Polaris has the most complete lineup in the industry, and you can see them all now at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Choose from a wide range of sportsman ATVs for solo or two-up riding, many with new styling and performance upgrades. Looking for a side-by-side? For 2011, there are 9 Ranger models, including the new midsize Ranger 500 EFI, and models available available in gas, electric, and now diesel power. For razor-sharp performance, go with the trail-capable Razor 800 or dune-dominating Razor S800, now with aggressive new styling. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan also offers fast, friendly, convenient service and parts for all your Polaris products. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. We sell and service fun, not tractors. 1517 South Texas Avenue across from Ducky's near the Bend in Bryan.
Hey, you may have been to something that's been catered by Shorty's Catering. They've been doing business around here for quite a few years. Well, now they've got a takeout spot. They got a place on Boonville Road right down from the American Red Cross. If you want to go in there and eat, that's great. If you want to take it away from there, that's fine. Got a number I'll give you in just a minute that you can call. But they have a special every day during the week, Monday through Friday. It's their lunch special for $7.29. $7.29, you get a side salad, you get the special, plus two sides and a dessert. Today it's chicken fried steak or chicken and sausage gumbo if you want that. Later on this week they do King Ranch casserole, which they're known for, chopped steak, also chicken spaghetti, and fried catfish on Friday. Hey, a little bit about the casserole. They've got a casserole menu, and they have unbelievable casseroles for you to choose from. If you're busy, you want to get just a casserole made up, you call them ahead of time, they fix it for you. They got two different sizes. They'll do the sides to go along with it. You pick that up, bring it home. Your family gets a good meal. They don't do the fast food thing. It's home-cooked fare and good stuff. Also, they got sandwich specials. Today, how about this? Hot off the grill day, chicken, bacon, and Swiss cheese sandwich with marinated chicken. Does that sound good? Uh-huh. They do pork tenderloin on Tuesday. Wednesday, it's the beef hoagie. So lots of stuff. Here's the number to call, 703-4467, 703-4467. You can order the casseroles to pick up next day, or you can order something to take out and eat at your desk today or something like that. Maybe take something for somebody else in the office. 703-4467. It's Shorty's Shack Cafe, located right there by the American Red Cross on Boonville Road. Here's the weather brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communication, in business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. That's 775-2-WAY.
Skies will remain mainly clear through the nighttime hours. We'll see a low in the...
No. Is that right? Does that sound right?
Not even close.
Try this one.
Large area of high pressure responsible for the nice weather we're going to see over the next couple of days. It'll be building in across the area. Good news is no cold air to be seen anywhere across the region. Sunshine and breezy, 70 to 75 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows near 45. It'll be sunny tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, lows around 45. Wednesday's going to be partly to mostly sunny with highs of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
But now we do have a wind shift coming, so it's going to feel different. I mean, it is going to
be cooler.
Well, a little bit. Yeah. Not a lot, but a lot, you know.
I had my windows open yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
Well, it was just really nice. I mean, it really was. I mean, I just opened the window. It was one of those, you know, temperatures to where, you know, the heat made it too hot and the AC made it too cool. So I just turned it off and opened the windows, and there it was.
You didn't have near gale force winds at your house?
At my house?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, you could hear things sort of... Yeah, you know, trussling outside.
It was windy. Yeah. It was plenty of windy last night, too.
Yeah,
it's laid down right now, but it'll be better. As the Portland Police Bureau grapples with how to update its taser policy, two federal lawsuits stemming from inappropriate taser use suggest some city police aren't familiar with the current restrictions. The city settled both lawsuits totaling $138,000.
Don't tase me, bro!
Yeah. To two men who were tased by police after they had surrendered. See, that's probably not good.
Probably not the order.
Seems a little dicey.
Yeah. In each incident, the men were on their knees with their hands locked behind them or on their heads at the time that they were tased. Again, doesn't sound good for the gendarmes.
And I know, all right, I'll play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that it's right, okay? Still not excusing it, not knowing the full details. But what happened preceding this suspect, quote-unquote, surrendering?
Sure.
Was this suspect, before the suspect ever got on his knees and put his hands on his head or both or one of the two, had they been combative? Had they run?
Mm-hmm.
Was there some sort of physical altercation with an officer? What kind of reputation did they have? Were they known to the officers?
Yeah, it could be bad actors.
I mean,
from before.
This could be bad people behaving badly. Yeah. And again, I'm not excusing it. We just
They've settled the lawsuit. I mean, they've paid their due, and I guess they'll have training on how to use the old taser or when to use the old taser. But sure, there can always be extenuating circumstances. Mm-hmm. Police in Florida say they've arrested a police impersonator. What does your typical police impersonator do in Florida? No, that's not right. Waving an oversized fork at passing drivers. 69-year-old Howard Schultz.
What, like a platter fork or what? A serving fork or
accused
whatever?
Accused of fork. Well, no. This is a 10-inch barbecue fork. You know,
ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those two-tongers.
That's it. Accused of.
You're not supposed to use those anyway.
Forcing a motorist to pull over by waving a 10-inch barbecue fork at them. What do you mean forcing them to pull over?
What's he going to do, throw it at their window?
I don't know. You need to pull over. I'm a police officer, he yelled. The officer says when Schultz confronted him with the utensil, he feared for his life.
Tased him?
Yeah, should have if it had one. Schultz charged with aggravated battery and impersonating a cop. Didn't have a battery. It's just, I don't think it had a thermometer in it, so why would it have a battery?
Once again, you're not supposed to use those forks anyway. You're not supposed to pierce the meat.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because the vital juices flow out, and that causes cancer, yeah. And it'll cause children in Afghanistan to not be able to live another day.
No, it'll just ruin your dinner.
I got you. Whack-a-mole seems to be endless fun. Moles popping out of five holes in the arcade game. You got your little soft mallet there that you knock them upside the head, right? Kids and adults like to whack the moles for hours at a time.
Yeah.
Or at least they could until a worker in Orlando, Florida, programmed a virus into the machine to make them shut down after a predetermined number of plays. See, that's not good. Probably learned it at Chuck E. Cheese. Now, are they still around?
Yeah.
Aren't they okay?
Oh, yeah, we got one here.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you meant, were they still around here? Oh, yeah, they're okay. Definitely still around.
Yeah, okay. At the mall there's one. Yeah.
They've arrested this man. His name is Marvin Walter Wimberly, Jr. Authorities say it was all a scheme by Wimberly to ensure job security. Okay. What, did he run the Whack-A-Mole Amusement Center or something?
Apparently.
Hey, if you got it down, if the kid knows how to whack the mole, let him go, right?
Yeah.
Go for it.
And they do have mole whacking at the local Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
As it should be. I mean, that's, after all, what we want. The wizards at Google have altered their mysterious algorithm formula in an effort to move better quality content to the top of search rankings. Did you mean? And to minimize the presence of content farm material, non-original writing that's cranked out on a massive scale by media companies to generate ad revenue. In a blog post on their site, Google estimates that the change noticeably impacts about 12% of our queries. By ranking the original content over internet spam, this little tweak should have a major impact on the way the search engines are organized, search results are organized. I guess they've already done this. Have you guys noticed a difference? Because, invariably, what was that? I was looking for something the other day. Oh, gosh.
How to raise turnips.
No, that wasn't it. Oh, I know what it was. I was looking for a legal. I was trying to get an answer to a legal question.
Because after all, Google's better than any attorney.
Yeah, well, no, just seeing if they had somebody who had spoken about that. And, of course, legal forms, yada, 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 were the top 12 returns on the search. Not exactly what I was looking for. Anyway, those who tested the results say it is a major improvement, at least until somebody figures out how to manipulate the new algorithm so that it'll once again do what the money people want to do. Police say former president of the Mothers Against Drunk Driving has been arrested for drunk driving. According to the Gainesville Sun, 48-year-old Deborah Oberlin, after she allegedly veered across several lanes of traffic at 1 in the morning, police say that Deborah had bloodshot eyes. They were dilated and smelled of booze. I'm guessing her eyes didn't smell of booze. So she was given a breathalyzer test.
Her eyes were bloodshot and smelled of booze. Let me smell your eyes, ma'am.
Yeah. No, that wasn't the case. But anyway, they took her to the hooscow.
He's the boss. A Texas broadcaster of the year.
My name is.
He's the general manager. He's.
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man.
Really need this. Really need this as your ringtones.
I don't know that you can do 30-second ringtones, can't you?
Oh, sure.
I'm saying that could be really good and completely annoying if it goes off in the middle of church.
That could go
Yeah, pastor shoots you a dirty look then.
Oh, if he's up there doing lay reading, which I reckon he does from time to time.
I did that this Sunday.
Did you?
And it was from Samuel. And it had
first or second?
Second. It had about 15 Old Testament names.
And
this is true.
Othniel and
so Benob Oregon and yeah, you know, I did Jerry Oregon. I did all these.
I remember anyway, Jerry Oregon. Yeah. Worked with him
so,
one time.
As I finish and I'm walking down, the preacher says, I've never really felt like applauding a scripture reading.
Oh, listen to you. Wow.
I nailed it.
I thought you were going to – I was hoping you were going to say that he told you it was better than your Twilight readings.
No, I try to keep that as a private.
Hello.
He did do an excellent job.
All right, very good.
I was terrified. As I got out to walk up there, the lady sitting in the pew with me said, good luck. I think they had glanced ahead to see. But no, it was more than a little tricky. But anyway,
Ben has scripture groupies.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
But I did want to report back to you that Lily and I did finish our Balloon Animal 2 advanced class, and it was great. It was just, there's no two ways to put it. It was just great.
If you say so yourself.
Yeah, well, it was only me and Lily, so we would be the ones to say,
believe so, yeah.
And so as I pointed out to him, the valedictorian and salutatorian of the class came from the same address.
Right there, baby. That was us. Well, we learned, Lily was quite taken by the teddy bear design, and so we did that. And then I learned how to make tulips, and I'm really good at hats. You know, I told you last time, I have a gift for balloon animal hats. And I learned new techniques and new methods and new ways.
And what's great is he's headed off to D.C. for an entire week with the National Association of Broadcasters. He's taking his balloon pump with him.
Well, he should.
Hey, Congressman, what do you want? I want a dog. How about a puppy? All right. Squeak, 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 squeak. Sir, can you leave, please?
Anyway.
Congress is in session, sir. You'll
That'll
need to step
great.
Out of the
That'll
out of the
great.
Step
yeah,
into the
fine.
Cloakroom and do this yeah, foolishness right. if you must. Yeah. Anyway, we had a big weekend at the house. Did lots
you?
Of things and everything. Yeah. And I have to come in and point out that my wife is a little tiny bit older than me now.
Oh,
today is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Lily!
So for one brief shining moment,
there you go.
She's got the age and experience on me, and so this is that shining few days. Of, you know.
Of course, then there's that other thing that is a benchmark of growing older as well.
Whew, boy, it happened. We got the call last night, and Dave and Pooh.
Oh.
What? Double
right.
happy birthday.
Yeah.
No kidding. On Lily's birthday, we get the word that we're going to be grandparents.
Welcome to grandpahood.
I know. Isn't it? And you know, it's first one here. I feel very, very special.
Good.
Very nice.
You know,
of
all the grandkids, he's the first.
I don't think I am, so that's good.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's all right. I know there are many of my 50-year-old friends who are saying, you know, eventually this is going to happen, and I'm going to carry a picture. I got a picture of sonograms in my iPhone, so when I go to Washington, D.C., I'm going to say, you don't want me to make a dachshund for you? What about a cat? Hey, want to see these sonograms?
They're going to love you.
Yeah, they're going to say, get the guy from Tennessee out of here.
It was so
Brian,
funny.
Tennessee, get him out of here.
State College, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, that would be a good thing for me to tell them, actually. Yeah. Now, Lily, of course, is kind of, you know, floating over there at the
you can imagine.
Today. So we're very excited.
Oh, good. Well, that's wonderful.
As a grandpa of five, you will love it, I can tell you that.
You think so?
Yes.
He's not planning on being a grandpa of five, are you?
So what does five mean?
Five grandchildren.
Grandchildren, sir. You're about to have one.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Grandpa of five?
That's what he's saying. Is a grandpa,
I'm a grandpa
of five.
Of
you'll
five.
Enjoy it.
You
I'm
are a grandpa of five?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where'd you get all those kids? Don't answer that.
So
do you have any suggestions or tips for me, Tom, as I enter into grandpahood?
Well, you know, just give them back when they start fussing or get dirty. And, you know, just enjoy just the good parts. You know, that's pretty much it. They're not
kind of how I was with the kids,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, we're going to see if they have. We'll have to see if they have the podcast to that. Okay.
To what?
Again, well, again, Ben's just getting kudos. You know, Patrick came in to say, "Hey, you know, you were legend at the late service." So, oh, he's coming back. He's putting his head. It's like James Brown on the TAME.
Well,
what?
Do you want
come
me
back.
To do
one
here?
More thing to say.
All I have to say is this: when Nicole won this last year, it looked so.
Easy. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All yes, right. I Thank see. For... He watched also.
I guess he did. Mm-hmm. There's the two people who watched. Oh, is it okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's so there.
Yeah,
unfortunately. So there.
Wouldn't you hate to be the person next Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hold on.
You did okay. You weren't as good as Ben, but you did okay.
Can I do just Jesus Wept? Okay.
Yeah, really.
Then I'm done. Hello?
Yeah, so Ben can now use blow-up balloon puppets to do Old Testament names to the grandkids?
Yeah, that's kind of what, thank you. I think that's probably right.
I think that's what we learned today.
If he were making animals, he could put them, I mean, probably that would detract from the reading, but nonetheless, I could see it would be memorable.
Yeah. Now, here's Ishmael.
Okay, so now, did you watch any of this golf tournament here yesterday, Tom?
The match play?
Yeah.
Just some highlights. Well, there it again.
Well, have you heard about Bubba Watson's watch?
No, huh?
Well, Bubba,
uh-huh.
Of course, Bubba won, I believe, didn't he?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Anyway, he's on there. He's Bubba Watson, who I don't know who he is, but I just like the idea
he's
that we got somebody on the golf tour named Bubba.
Luke Donald won.
Okay.
Yeah, beat Martin
Kramer. Well, he's wearing this Swiss watch that's made by a Ricard Mille, I believe is the way it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Swiss watch, and it's worth $525,000.
Whoa, really?
And he's a spot. He's one. Now that's one of his sponsors.
Sure, probably didn't cost him anything.
So now that's the question: is should you be wearing some $500,000 watch at a time when the economy is a little bit unstable, or since you're a professional golfer and you're good, and they give you the watch, wear it?
I was going to say, what's the problem here?
Yeah, no, I don't. And again, I don't.
I can't afford a $500,000 anything, but I don't begrudge this guy for
no,
wearing
it. I think you know, if they gave it to you, or even if you paid for it, I don't care. Just if you got it,
hey man, haters are going to hate once again.
I wonder if would that change your swing? I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, $500,000 has got to have some weight to it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what
you
I'm
would
thinking.
Think. You know, it's not
$500,000. It tells me you got a good swing.
This ain't a Timex.
Something like that.
Yeah, right.
Swung well when you needed to. Anyway,
that's true.
A little bit of talk out there about that. Walmart has deemed its experiment in healthy foods and designer clothes to be a failure.
Imagine that.
They're going back to sweatpants and cheap merchandise.
Moo-moos and Cheetos.
Hello.
Well, I think $500,000 watch is real similar to a Dallas Cowboy paying $64,000 for supper for 20 friends.
Well, I guess that's probably right.
Once again, if you can afford it.
Yeah, go for
it. Or if someone gives it to you.
Moo-moos and Cheetos, is that what you said?
What, I'm wrong? Have you been to Walmart lately?
I was there on one day this weekend, Saturday, as their Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Huh.
Yeah. bought me a squirt bottle. Just saying.
What, to keep the kids off the front porch?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Did y'all hear about the Louisville cheerleader that almost cost Louisville a basketball game past weekend? No, it was the end of overtime, and Louisville does a slam dunk to go up by five, and the cheerleader, thinking the game is over, grabs the basketball and throws it up in the air. The cheerleader does.
Oh, good.
Male or female?
Male. Problem is, there's a half a second left in the basketball game.
Uh-oh.
Teed up. Technical foul against Louisville. Pittsburgh, they're down by five. Pittsburgh goes to the line. They shoot two free throws. They make them. They're down by three. They get the ball back. They get the ball at half court.
Yeah.
They shoot a three. It's no good. The cheerleader is breathing a sigh of relief.
Uh-huh.
But if he'd hit the three, and it evidently hit the rim.
Gone to OT, huh?
It would have gone to OT.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, apparently there was some high drama here locally. Milano and Mumford? Mumford, number three in the state.
Yeah, they played at Viking Gym.
And Milano hits a half court shot at the buzzer to get the upset.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness. Well, there you go. It's that time of year after all.
Gotta love it.
And tomorrow, of course, it'll officially be the third month of insanity. So
yeah, that's right.
That going.
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' dispositions, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings, conferences, and rush parties. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme Lawn and Garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
It's a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW on this date in history.
I love this part.
1854, the Republican Party of the U.S. America was organized in Ripon, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
American Telephone and Telegraph Company, incorporated in New York State in 1885. Nylon was discovered by Wallace Carothers in 1935. Basketball, televised for the first time in 1940.
Hmm.
From Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, Marv Albert did play-by-play.
Just trying to guess which either of them.
Celtics?
Actually, it's college. Would be fairly understandable. It was Fordham. You'd expect that. But the other was Pitt. Fordham and Pitt.
Huh.
And on this date in 1983, the final episode of MASH broadcast between 106 and 125 million viewers.
It was the most watched TV show until the last two Super Bowls.
There you go. And in 1993, of course, Waco happened. 1993. All right.
Well, if you saw The Last Airbender, you saw the leading award winner for the Razzie Awards that were announced on Saturday.
Awesome.
It won five awards. Worst Picture, Worst Director, Worst Screenplay, Worst Supporting Actor, Jackson Rathbone. He won both, but Worst Supporting Actor for both The Last Airbender and The Twilight Saga Eclipse.
Oh, see, that's awesome when you can win two of those.
Yeah. Airbender also won the Worst Eye Gouging Misuse of